The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Say what?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
It's back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
Best show since no other show.
Happy Tuesday.
I like being on your show.
Who are you?
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
When someone got knocked out, Steven started, you know, cheering, and he knocked over the drink and spilled it all over this lady that was sitting next to him. And the glass shattered, so there's glass everywhere. It was so embarrassing.
I was getting riled up, yelling at the screen that I actually knocked over. But I don't remember a woman being a part of that situation.
Oh my gosh, you made that part up too?
I remember the woman. Yeah, she was soaked.
Steven got really excited, and I don't remember the scene from the movie, but you know the scene where you grab the bottle? I think it's Happy Gilmore, maybe.
Yeah.
The bottle on the counter, and then the bottom comes off the bottle. Like, you know, you like got to be real aggressive to break the bottom.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be a pro at that. That's what he did.
Wow.
And
no way.
Yes.
I don't know if, like, instinctually he got that pumped and he went back to, college.
He's so strong.
You know those days where he popped the bottom of that bottle off and was ready to shiv somebody with it.
That's a lot of aggression. He sings about that in Glass to the Arson.
He did. I didn't want to say it, but he did.
Wow.
Who slammed who into the window and cracked
it? Yeah, that's what I want to know. Who's wrestling?
I didn't want to say it, but...
All right. The real story is when I spilled the woman, John Bones Jones was like, "That's my girl." What? I said, "Step up," and then I took him and slammed him into the window.
Man, Steven.
He said, "I'm so sorry. I won't do anything bad ever for the rest of my life. No more, no more juicing." And I said, "Yeah, step off."
Steven, you're
That's
so
exactly
strong.
Exactly what happened.
Tuesday.
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Come on. It's showtime.
Hello? Hey. Good morning. Welcome. New Music Tuesday, everybody.
That's right.
August 23rd. Welcome to the program. 6:09 in the a.m.
High today of 83.
Guys, it's getting cold outside.
I love it.
It's
so
cold.
When you
this
wake
whole
up.
Week,
it's going to be low 80s.
I almost had to turn my heater on the way to work this morning, but I said no. I gotta push through. I can make it there.
Push through. You push through with the kids, man.
I gotta push through. Oh man, phone lines open 338-3700. If you'd like to call in, you can text the show. Steve-O, what's that text line number?
Oh, that's 505-585-LIVE, Dexter. 585-5488.
Nuh-uh.
Love hearing from you guys. Chime in. Feel free to text anything you'd like.
Guys, today is 83 degrees, and it's the highest it's going to be for the next week.
I hope so. I hope that sticks.
80, 79 the high.
Beautiful.
Coming up. Oh, I love all this.
Let it happen. Let it happen.
Well, we got a big show planned for you guys. We'll talk all about it right after we kick off New Music Tuesday.
That's right. We got a new song from a new artist. This is Nick Bean.
Mm.
His track. We'll just get into it. You guys tell us what you think after we play it.
Chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song.
Sing.
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
Sing.
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nuggets. Yeah.
I wish you guys could see Steve-O's face. Oh, beautiful song, Tam.
Thanks, man. It's about the Book of Leviticus.
That was so good, guys.
Can I get three of you? Seriously.
Steve looked over at the screen like, what? Wait. What is,
and all I saw was one Republican. I'm like, well, the song is called Kids, so maybe Tedder wrote it for like his kid. Does Ryan Tedder have kids? Like,
Oh, amazing. My gosh.
Yeah, Teo came in this morning, and he was watching this video, and there's somebody dancing, and this song was playing in the background. And he's like, oh, I got a great idea. We should throw this on for New Music Tuesday. Yeah. Chicken, chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken,
chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken, chicken nugget, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it hurts to laugh.
Our first new music track is a brand new single from One Republic. It's called Kids. Oh, man. You tell us what you think at facebook.com/star88fm.
New Music Tuesday kicks off with One Republic, Kids.
That was way better.
Are you sure?
You don't want to hear the other one?
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was amazing. Chicken, chicken nugget, yeah.
Chicken, chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken, chicken, I think we should do this for New Music Tuesday. Yeah. Chicken,
chicken nugget, yeah. I just can't believe that's real.
Oh, it's real. There's a dance.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Stormy, really what funny. Do you think of the new One Republic 585 Live? You can text the show or go to facebook.com/star88fm.
All right.
I think so far people are digging it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. This track is I Keep It.
Somebody pointed out that I was laughing.
You were.
You got
You
the
were
giggles.
Really laughing out
got
loud.
Giggles.
Got I was so confused. But the title of the song was Kids, so I thought maybe they were going for like a... I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. 617.
High today of 83 degrees.
Nothing.
Man, big show today, Starmy. On this New Music Tuesday, we have some guests on the phone.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, 7 a.m., Little House on the Prairie star, Charlotte Stewart, will be on the show. Can't wait. Also, at 8:30, I'm excited because this is one of my favorite shows, The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, you like that show.
We'll be interviewing. Oh, wait, that's tomorrow. I'm so sorry. Let me back up.
What?
That's tomorrow. I'm sorry. From The Vampire Diaries.
I'm so excited.
We got Kat Graham from The Vampire Diaries tomorrow.
Nice.
Do you know what? Do you watch the...
No. Okay.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. But 8:30 this morning from Days of Our Lives, Bo Brady.
There you go. That's going to be fun.
Bo Brady. Well, his real name is Peter Raquel. But Bo Brady from Days of Our Lives will be on The Morning Invasion.
Real excited about
He's been on and off Days of Our Lives for the past 33 years. He's dead. No, he's not. He's back. No, he's dead again. No, he had to fake his death to save hope.
Guys, Bo will never die. Let that sink in.
So we'll talk to Peter Raquel.
Dude, that girl Kat Graham is wicked smart.
She's smart.
Yeah, she is.
She was born in Geneva. She speaks English, Spanish, French, and Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yep.
Sounds like a novice.
She's got quite the resume.
She really does, actually.
You guys don't watch Vampire Diaries?
No, dude. No.
You guys don't like vampires? What's
no.
up?
No.
I'm a vampire.
I mean... Yes, but no.
But I am a vampire.
Oh. Is it because it has diaries in the name? If it was just vampires, would you watch it?
No.
Maybe.
See, the diaries throws
you off.
Is
it Super CW, though?
Yes.
Yeah, that means yes.
Well, I like it.
Of course you do.
But you love The Flash, and you...
Yeah, but that's a kid's show. Like, I watch that with my kids.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries is a kid's show as
no,
well.
No, it is not.
Okay, you've never seen it, so how can you say that?
Because it's got vampires in it.
Let me ask you this. Is it a kid's show?
It's a kid's show.
Is it?
It's a kid's show. They're kids in high school. They're vampires in high school.
Yeah, but is it a kid's show?
And why is it that I'm 37 years old and still like to watch shows that are in high school?
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with you.
Just kind of takes me back when I was a kid. Let's see. What else we got on the show this morning? Oh, Ryan Lochte might be calling in again.
Good.
He's kind of doing this little tour right now because he's apologizing for stretching the truth.
Is that what he's calling it now? Stretching
sure.
the truth?
He stretched the truth.
Okay.
So he's gonna do some community service, and he's probably going to call in to give some back-to-school advice for all the kids out there. Stay tuned for that.
Awesome.
He'll be on once an hour. All the way to 10. Let's see. We're looking at 10 days until Labor Day weekend. What do you guys got planned? Are we doing anything on Labor Day weekend?
I'll be out of town.
Baseball. Ugh. And you're going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well.
Oh, I know.
73 days till Marvel's Doctor Strange.
Woo! Oh, man, I can't wait.
Woo!
I can't wait. I still have it.
93 years ago on this day, in 1923, the first radio comedians went on the air. Ernie Hare and Billy Jones. They called themselves the Happiness Boys. This is them.
Hey, Bill, I want to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's a guy out till someday.
Isn't it nice to talk that way?
He plays a ukulele.
Well, in that case, it's okay.
He lives in apartment B.
That's the guy that ruins me with his ukulele.
He only knows one metal.
They're so funny. It's just hilarious. Man, this is the first morning show right there.
I don't know.
Man.
They also wrote and sang the first jingle in radio history.
Really?
Oh, Ernest, who's that coming down the street?
Oh, look her over, ain't she sweet?
That's not Lizzie, is it? How she's changed.
Yes, yeah, she's a lady now. She's outgrown her rattle.
Not a rattle in a carload. I suppose she has more tin now than she ever had.
1923.
Man.
Gosh.
Man, the audio quality is just incredible.
Yeah.
Very, very
good. Crystal. It's like crystal Pepsi. Just
guys,
clear.
That's almost 100 years old.
I know.
That's incredible.
That is only about a fifth of my lifetime.
Yep.
Little do they know that the Great Depression was just around the corner.
No kidding.
Wow.
They wouldn't be calling themselves the Happiness Boys anymore.
Mm.
It would be the Depressiness Boys.
The Depressiness Boys?
Yep. And they would only sing about sad stuff and dust blowing.
Like chicken nuggets.
I was just thinking how cool it was that when I read that on this day, the Happiness Boys, back in 1923, they came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was go to YouTube, type it in, and boom, there was a ton of audio from those guys.
Really?
Just a ton of audio.
That's nuts.
It's amazing.
It's going to be us, guys.
Mm-mm.
In 100 years, people are going to be looking back at the morning invasion.
No, they're not.
And saying, dang, dude. You think they'll say dang, dude, in 100 years?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll be like, man, that audio quality is terrible.
Just incredible. Impeccable.
So bad.
Sounds like they're in the room.
Yep.
Yeah. How old is Kobe Bryant today? He's celebrating his birthday.
The
retired Kobe.
37.
39.
38.
Ah, dang it. Couldn't remember if he was just above or below.
How old is Rick Springfield today?
Ooh, 55.
Oh, 65.
67.
Whoa.
Getting up there, Mr. Springfield.
Probably never see him again.
Man, he's getting old.
We got a birthday shout-out on the live line.
Ooh!
What we got?
Hey, guys. Today is my oldest sister's B-Day. Can you play Chuck E. Cheese for Delphine today?
You got the giggles this morning, man.
I do.
You're just rolling over there. Goodness.
Which is not awesome because my abs hurt, man.
Yeah, they do.
My whole body stop it. My whole body just starts to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel pretty good. I'm lying. I'm pretty sore.
I was laying on the couch yesterday, kind of like, I don't know, propped up a little. And Chrissy was walking by, and her elbow bumped an iPad off the top, and it went, boom, and just right on my shoulder here. And I was just like, oh, you don't know what you've done.
Just think, man, in 90 days,
nope,
you're going to have these giant muscles.
Nope.
Right there.
Why? Why
on
won't
your
you?
Shoulders.
Giant muscles?
Yeah.
I don't have enough. I don't think I have enough meat to have
comparatively.
Giant muscles. Comparatively, yeah. There you go.
You got to cut the muscle down so it will grow bigger and stronger.
Okay.
Tell him, Dex.
I already do feel great.
I really do.
Feel great.
I'm glad we're going to the gym. I really am.
Feel great.
And for some reason, I'm like locked in right now. Like I cooked a bunch of food last night for us guys.
Did you meal plan?
I kind of did actually.
Prep? It's good.
I did. Got oatmeal this morning already.
Plan and prep.
Got my gym clothes and all that.
Got my gym clothes. Chuck E. Cheese.
See? I do like being able to go at lunch and then just coming back.
I'm struggling with my diet.
Oh, it's so much better.
I'm struggling, guys.
I got some hard-boiled eggs for you today.
I'm just struggling.
And some pork sausage from our dear friend Clay Schroff, who killed a boar with his bare hands.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I grilled up some patties. I don't know if they're any good because I didn't super season them.
Oh.
I wanted to go all natural.
Past 2 days, I've just failed at eating.
No.
I went to pick up Caleb at his friend's house and had a Big Mac attack.
Wait, what?
I did.
Are you serious?
Wait, what happened?
If happened to be in the parking lot.
Please.
Over by my house.
Don't do that. Wait.
The Golden Arches. You probably saw
dude.
Me. Just going to town in my car on a Big Mac. I had to eat it before I picked up Caleb.
Hey, look at me. What? Don't do that.
I hid the evidence in the back seat.
You're telling us about it.
I know.
You're confessing.
I am. Accountability.
This is bad.
This is not, I'm not lying or embellishing the truth at all. And the funny thing is, I didn't tell my wife. I thought I could get away with it. And then
she smelled McDonald's.
Well, she got in the car and I left the receipt.
Oh.
And she called me out. She goes,
good.
She goes, so you had a Big Mac and Coke. And I was like, what? I actually, when I got home,
what?
I destroyed the evidence. I grabbed the bag out of the back seat and threw it in the garbage can so nobody would know.
You are a crappy food crackhead.
I am.
Crappy food
crackhead.
I'm
an addict.
Gosh.
Yeah, and guess what I had last night for dinner?
No, don't tell us.
A Baconator.
Wait, what?
Stop.
You never had one of them?
Are you serious?
I've had a Baconator. You got to quit eating fast food.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I haven't done my measurements yet, so in my head I'm thinking, I can still eat this because I haven't done my measurements yet, and I got to be as plumpy as I possibly can.
Plumpy?
Okay. We're making you do your measurements today.
Yeah, because I'm winning this
today.
90-day challenge. Calvary putting it out. They want us to get healthy.
Mm-hmm. What stinks is I'm going to get healthy, but I'm not going to win anything.
What?
I'm like already
thin. That attitude,
thin.
You're not.
No.
Not ever going to win.
I'm already thin, so there's no like lose a bunch of weight for me.
You can get all ripped.
And then also, the other one, 1 hour every day? That's about all we do.
Why don't you just give up now?
I can't.
We do over an hour. We do about an hour 15.
Okay. Really?
And the thing is,
I've been putting down an hour.
We're doing intense exercise.
We really are.
There's
Gosh.
A big difference in what we do and then going out and walking for an hour.
Yeah. I did Pilates.
Oh, we're basically athletes.
But the problem is, I was talking to Josh about it over at Solomon's Porch yesterday, because Josh works out 4 hours a day. He goes swimming, too, and then he runs,
is
and then
healthy?
He also does a workout. But his thing is, and he does not do that for military credit. His thing that he was talking about, he said he's kind of glad it's an advantage and a disadvantage, because it's not the same as going out and walking for an hour. There's two completely different things. And he said, but a lot of people aren't going to go do some crazy intense exercise for an hour.
Yeah.
You know? But they will go out and walk. So he was like, so I'm kind of glad that they're doing it that way.
That's true.
But then at the same time, it does kind of stink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? Sadness.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Kicking off New Music Tuesday this morning. 9 a.m. Quality Tam Tuesday. Alright, got some news for you. And another New Music Tuesday track when we come back. Hang out with us.
Donald Trump has been directing a lot of his energy at the Clinton Foundation, the family's nonprofit, which he says should be shut down, drawing this response from the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine.
Before you go about attacking a charity, why don't you come clean about your own business dealings and tell the American people who you are in debt to?
The week-long hangover for Ryan Lochte continues. The Olympian found out he's losing his Speedo sponsorship, and Ralph Lauren said it's not renewing its deal with the swimmer because of that drunken night in Rio.
Months after the Obama administration advised school districts that transgender students should be given access to bathrooms that correspond to their gender identity. A federal judge in Texas has blocked the guidance from going into effect.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has just restored voting rights for 13,000 felons.
We are using criteria that are objective, fair, and uniform to review eligibility. And one measure that we will all work together on since the start of this administration is the requirement that individuals complete their full sentences.
An earlier effort to restore the rights of 200,000 Virginia felons was blocked by the courts.
Mm. 6:38. Good morning.
High today of 83 degrees.
Traffic. Roads are looking good right now. You guys be careful out there. That you look at traffic. Traffic!
Busy show today, guys. Busy. We will tell you all about it here in a sec. New Music Tuesday. What's up next?
Oh, man. Next, we have a new song from our girl, Blanca. She says this song was inspired by my dad, who played a huge role in my faith walk and is one of the reasons why I'm serving God today. He passed away in 2011 to cancer. I remember being at his funeral, being surrounded by people from all different walks of life that in some way or another had been touched by his life. He had drunks and homeless people, church people, political people, all there to celebrate his life, and it left such a mark on me. And I said, this is what I want my life to be about. Something so much bigger than just me. In the center of everything that I do, I want to be a reflection of who God is. And that's what this song, Echo, is all about.
585-LIVE. You can text us. Let us know what you think of Blanca. Or Facebook.com/Star88FM. Blanca. Echo. New Music Tuesday.
Echo.
You guys let us know what you think of Blanca's latest track, 585 Live. You could text in or go to Star88FM on Facebook. What are they saying? Anything?
Taos loves Blanca.
Nice. Okay.
We love Taos.
We do love Taos. Taos loves us, so it's all good.
Yeah. Love you.
Yeah. Hmm. No, nobody's commented on Facebook.
It's early.
Live line.
Is that Blanca?
Live line.
Wow. She looks like Shakira.
Shakira. She's nothing like Shakira.
Okay. All right. Let us know what you think about all the new music Tuesday tracks this morning. Guys, big show today.
Huge.
Giant show. Want that song to get stuck in your head this
morning. Gosh. Love chicken nuggets.
Coming up at 7 a.m. from Little House on the Prairie.
I keep thinking this is Star Trek.
It does sound like Star Trek.
It's going to be a very interesting interview because she's had a storied past.
Charlotte Stewart from Little House on the Prairie. So she was the mean teacher in Little House on the Prairie?
She was one of... I believe she was the mean teacher. If I'm remembering correctly, she was the mean lady.
Okay, this is... So they sent us some notes on her. Alcoholism, crack addiction,
yeah.
Breast cancer. These are just a few of the things Charlotte Stewart, a.k.a. Miss... Beetle from Little House on the Prairie talks about in her new autobiography.
Miss Beetle.
Well, what's weird is it's like, let's talk about her storied past with her relationships with dudes and all these things. She's 75.
Man.
It'd be like sitting down with Grandma and be like, Grandma, tell me about
your... She was the good teacher.
Tell me about your relationships.
She's the good teacher. Fine, upstanding, always concerned with her students. Wasn't there a mean teacher on Little House on the Prairie?
I've never seen a single episode.
I got them mixed up. We used to watch it when I was a kiddo.
She's had relationships with Bill Murray, John Voight, Richard Dreyfuss, and at one point she was too poor to buy cocaine, so she started smoking crack while living off of vodka and hot dogs.
So weird.
Luckily, she entered rehab and has been clean for 27 years. And if you're a David Lynch fan, you probably know her from Eraserhead and Twin Peaks. It's pretty cool. And she's in the new Twin Peaks reboot. She's finishing filming some scenes on that.
Sweet.
It's pretty cool.
Same character.
So we got her coming up at 7 a.m.
It's going to be good.
Bill Peterson just texted me and said Star's Facebook page is down, but it's not at all. It's working fine.
Your Facebook page is down, Bill.
Tell him the truth.
Bill.
Bill Peterson.
It sounds like somebody needs a fresh diaper.
Whoa.
She was Nancy Sterngood in Tremors, by the way.
Oh, I love Tremors.
Yeah.
Tremors is a weirdo movie.
And Tremors, she was back for Tremors
3. Kevin Bacon.
She's been a lot of stuff.
Check this out. We got some home surveillance video. Captured a group of thieves crashing their getaway car after a homeowner drew the gun. Let's watch the clip.
It is very scary. Donna Sterling is in disbelief after what happened to her neighbors on their quiet block near Wantabow and Southern. Home surveillance video from 3:30 a.m. captures four guys run into a driveway, then break into a truck. One of them rifles around for a while with a flashlight and leaves with a garage door opener.
The first question you ask is why? Why do this to people that are trying to live in peace?
The young men open up the garage and let themselves in. One of them tries the handle of a vehicle. They snoop around, grab what they can, and run off. But it was enough to wake the homeowner, who comes out of his house gun drawn.
Yeah, so this homeowner comes running out of the house, and he's got a gun, and they get in the car, which was stolen, and they take off. Well, they hit a car that was parked, and they flipped over on its side.
No way.
So they got out of the car, and they scurried off like cockroaches. That's what you are, just a bunch of cockroaches.
A cockroach.
Yeah, it was crazy. Nobody got hurt, and they're still looking for, I think there was four or five of them that were breaking in. And
when we find you cockroaches, we are going to milk you and keep your sustenance so that we can grow healthy with your protein.
Healthy. Okay. Yeah. I got a little scared last night.
No.
I was very scared.
What happened?
I stayed up all night because I had slept 5 hours during the day after the gym.
So weird.
Gosh.
Did you get any sleep last night?
You're like
night?
A bear, no, man. I did not go to sleep at all.
He didn't sleep.
I've been up all
he
night.
He hasn't gone to bed.
Yeah.
How are you going to work out today?
I'll be fine.
Okay.
Just go to bed when I get home.
He's going to have a new routine. He's going to go to sleep as soon as he gets home. Sleep until like
you're gonna
midnight.
You're going to be a nighttime owl person.
Gosh. So it's probably 1:30 in the morning, and I'm hanging out watching TV downstairs, and it's dark. And all of a sudden, I hear like somebody took a rock and banged it on
what?
Something in my backyard.
No way.
So I'm sitting there going, oh, gosh, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I kind of tippy-toed over to the glass door, and I just kind of peeked out there to see. Well, I couldn't see anything because it was dark.
Right.
And so I was like, should I turn the light on? But then what if I turn the light on and someone's in my backyard? Then what do I do?
Right.
Do I just shut the light off and just go back to watching TV? I don't know. What do you do in that situation?
Did you turn the light on?
No, I was scared.
Oh. You always turn the light on.
I went back to the couch and then realized I didn't lock the sliding glass door.
Whoa.
So then, of course, I walked back over to the sliding glass door, locked it. Took a peek, still couldn't see anything. And then it happened again.
Really?
You know what you have?
Somebody was banging. I live right next to the Arroyo.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I think somebody was down in there.
I think you have the new home jitters.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. You probably think your house is haunted.
It's like it's your brand new house. I remember when I first moved into our house. Like, anytime you move anywhere, you know, you get those, like...
What was that?
You get those jitters because it's like this foreign...
You got to figure out how many ghosts live in there.
Yeah.
I mean, according to Scientology, there are ghosts everywhere. And they come out of volcanoes.
Oh,
I watched Going Clear the other day, so I know a lot about it.
Oh.
But yeah, so they're everywhere. And when a baby is born, all these dead souls just attach themselves to the baby.
Mm.
And it causes the engrams to build up, and then you have to go clear. Right. Luckily, goodness. Tom Cruise is helping us all out.
I heard Tom Cruise is, he's not really a part of it anymore.
Whoa.
That's what I heard.
Oh, I gotta check that out. Mm-hmm. Update.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Diaper? Really?
Mr. Bill Peterson.
Mr. Bill.
Good morning.
Mr. Bill.
Obviously, I've been blocked from the Star 88 page from loading because...
Let me ask you something. Did you get my latest text? Are you typing in Star 88 FM?
No, I'm going in through my Facebook app on my phone, trying to hit the Star 88 page, and it won't load. It says, cannot load now.
But everything else loads?
That's weird.
Everything else loads.
Okay.
Everything else loads.
Well, it's working over here.
You guys are blocking me. I get it.
We're not blocking you, Bill.
We might have blocked you.
quit it.
We didn't block it. Whoa, the My Star app isn't even working. That's weird.
Your Star app or your Facebook?
My app.
Yeah, I'm on it. There it is.
Mine's working.
Now it's working.
So you're blocking Steve-O now, right?
Yeah.
Huh, you must have gotten blocked.
Love you, Bill.
We'll see ya.
He's not.
Okay, bye.
Somebody on the live line is concerned for us because we're talking about like our health and stuff. And they said, just an FYI for Steve-O, you can be thin, skinny, and have heart disease or diabetes. Mm-hmm. So eating healthy and exercise is so important. As for Dex, we are praying for you and your junk.
Nuh-uh. No, your junk food addiction, not you and your junk. Don't say it like that. You jerk.
Just go ahead and put your headphones down.
When you read. Hey,
put your headphones down. Just walk out.
When you read.
If you could leave the studio.
Steve-O!
You're in a timeout.
Look at mine. It says, just an FYI for Steve-O. You can be thin, skinny, have heart disease, die, blah, 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 blah. As for Dex, we are praying for you and your junk food addiction.
Oh, dude, look at mine. Just an FYI, da, da, da. As for Dex, we are praying for you and your junk. Did it not? My screen's not big enough for something?
Back to you in the newsroom, Tao.
We got a text on the live line. It's my 16th birthday. I want Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday, while Tao says I like turtles and Steve-O talks about Pacific Rim.
Okay, that's we've already.
that is a request.
You know what? Let's do it. Because that person actually requested us to do specific. So you have to say turtles and then.
I love turtles.
And then it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Steve-O talk about Pacific Rim.
Dude, well, actually, I don't know if I can talk about Pacific Rim because Charlie Hunnam or whatever probably isn't coming back.
All right, he's talking about it. Yeah, but John
Boyega. For my birthday.
Wait, yeah. John Boyega's going to be in Pacific Rim 2?
I love turtles.
Even better for my birthday. I had no idea.
That's enough. We're losing listeners.
Happy birthday, love.
No more requests.
Pacific Rim 2? John Boyega?
This isn't a circus.
Recently, my two friends here have had to put their kids back in school. How much money did you guys spend?
Oh, my gosh. So much.
I want to know. Give me a breakdown.
I would probably say $500.
Oh, my gosh.
Per kid.
Oh, man.
Per child.
Well, $80.
$80?
I'd say like $40 in supplies and like $40 in school clothes.
I'd say $150 around there.
Per kid?
Yeah.
High school.
School clothes.
Yeah.
Shoes.
I was talking to my boy Mark Etchison from Bear Canyon the other day.
Mm.
He used to go to Desert Forge with me. And so now he's one of the Desert Forge people that we wandered over to the BC. But anyway, Mark was talking about how he was really upset buying his kids school supplies because I guess you buy for the class now. You don't just buy for your child.
What is this, socialism?
But he said, so it really stinks when his kid, Ethan, who's awesome, would be like, I want that Captain America binder. But then Mark would be like, well, I want you to have it, but it's going to have to go in the pile, and I don't know if you'll get it.
Mm. What you do is you Sharpie your name on it and then put it in the pile.
Oh, man, it's already got my name on it.
That's weird. It's got my name on it.
Gosh. So anyway, he was just complaining about how much he had to spend, and just for his kid, but he was buying everything. And I get it. I get it for, like, pencils and erasers and maybe paper. I understand certain things being community and everybody pitching in. I get that. But then when he started talking about binders and
all that, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like, according to a new survey, parents are spending an average of $244 to send each kid back to school this year.
Ugh.
What?
Thank you, grandparents.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Chris's parents and my mom who bought, like, shoes
I wonder how much you guys would have had to spend if not for them.
Yeah.
Number one, the most expensive thing, new clothes and shoes, $130. Yep.
Gosh.
Number two, equipment for their sports or clubs, $33.
Oh, see, I wasn't counting that. Never mind. We spent a ton more.
Okay. Number three, baseball. School supplies and a backpack, $47.
Gosh.
And number four, technology.
Cool.
$34. The survey also found 11% of parents will turn to their parents to get them to pay for some of that.
Preach it.
You're in the 11%, Steve.
Preach it.
Man. School, back to school, more like back to debt.
Yeah.
Children. This is why I'm never going to let Johnny go to school.
Don't do it.
Is this why people homeschool?
Yep, probably.
Sure.
Because they can save money?
Yeah.
Probably.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, New Music Tuesday continues. Also, Charlotte Stewart from Little House on the Prairie. She's got a book out, autobiography.
She got a book out.
We're going to talk to her when we come back. Hang out. there's a little show called Little House on the Prairie. And we have an amazing woman by the name of Charlotte Stewart joining
us
right now. Good morning, Charlotte.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. Just great.
It's exciting.
Welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you. Thank you, gosh. I haven't been in Albuquerque in years. Are you sweltering there?
It's actually lovely right now.
Yeah.
It's like monsoon season, apparently. So the rain's been great. High in like the low 80s. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow. Sounds great. I just got back from France. It was like 85 and like 75% humidity.
Oh, wow.
Wilted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty great.
Book a trip to Albuquerque next time.
It's lovely here.
Yeah. Charlotte, you have a book out called Little House in the Hollywood Hills. I was going through all the things that you've been through in your life, and holy cow, girl. Wow. just so much life experience. Mm-hmm. And where do you want to start? What do you want people to know about your audiobook?
What do I want people to know? I want people to know how damn lucky I have been my entire life. I mean, I have fallen into situations which, you know, I never could have expected. I'm a farm girl. I came from Yuba City, peach picker's daughter. And I just, was a fluke, total fluke that I ended up in Hollywood. I was trying to just, you know, go anywhere but stay in my hometown at the time. And I fell into some fabulous circumstances. And a lot of, you know, maybe dangerous or weird, you know, times that I skated through, and here I am. I'm 75, and I just got married again. So it's just good. Life goes on, as they say in that TV show.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Charlotte, you know, I definitely, as a Christian personally, I don't believe in coincidence, and I don't think things happen, you know, by accident. And reading so much about your life, you've seen some of the more incredible aspects of Hollywood, but you've also been through the trenches. And to be able to come out the other side, to be able to write this autobiography, I believe, I believe that God is using that in such a great way, because you have a phenomenal story that can inspire, and maybe there's somebody who's battling drug addiction, maybe contemplating suicide.
The same thing.
You know,
I think exactly the same thing. If somebody can identify with maybe some things that I've gone through or experienced and recognize it in their own life, or you recognize it in somebody that you know and love, family member, you can maybe say, hey, you know what? You're kind of going in the wrong direction, and maybe, you know, we can help. Or, you know, I didn't want help, you know, when I was having my battles with alcoholism. And, you know, I wouldn't call it drug addiction, but I was, you know, there were so many things available. You're talking about the 60s and 70s, you know, where everybody was scooting into the bathroom doing a little cocaine. And it seemed like fun and exciting and, you know, and then it just got out of control, as it can do. But, you know, I just believe every day was a new day. At least I finally got to think that after a while.
Yeah.
Wasn't always that way. But I do believe it today. Everything happens for a reason. I was there experiencing these things so I can relate it to other people. But that's not why I wrote the book. I wrote the book, first of all, thinking, oh, gosh, I've got a lot of funny stories to tell, which I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I met some fabulous people and had a great time. And then the kind of the darker stuff came out as Andy and I talk. Andy Densky's my writing partner. And you know, as I trusted him more and more, we got to talk down, you know, get into the nitty-gritty. And I learned a lot about myself that I wasn't prepared for, but ultimately was really good. So, you know, like I say, here I am on another life journey and just, you know, waking up every day saying, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
You know, what am I into today? It's really good stuff.
We're talking with Charlotte Stewart right now, and you were just talking about how you wrote the book because you have a lot of funny stories. And then we're looking through all the people that you've had relationships and you know, friendships with, Bill Murray, John Voight, Richard Dreyfuss. Can you share you know, a funny moment from your book?
Oh gosh, well, you know, when I'm it sounds like I didn't mean to write a book name dropping, because it, you know, that's kind of boring.
Mm.
But it, as it happens, those are the people that ran through my life. You know,
yeah.
Those are my friends and the people that I hung out with. You know, Bill Murray. I didn't even know who he was.
Wow.
Early, I guess, in his career. Everybody, I didn't watch Saturday Night Live. I didn't even, you know, I didn't know who he was. And you know, we spent a very interesting evening together, I must say. And it wasn't until later that I went, oh my God, you know, that's who that was.
It's so incredible.
Huh?
Oh, it was incredible.
How long ago was that, that you were...
Oh gosh, it was in the early 70s.
Wow.
I had a store called The Liquid Butterfly back in the late 60s, early 70s. In fact, that's where I met Jim Morrison. Jim used to come into my store because it was across the street from Elektra Records, and kind of hang out there. Was, you know, that he, I don't know, it was a bad time in his life,
yeah.
I guess, and he just was looking for a friend, and he was pretty cool. I really enjoyed his friendship, and we had a couple of road trips together, and you know, I kind of stumbled into people.
That's, man, I'll tell you, this last weekend, a dear friend of mine, he always rents out a karaoke bar for his birthday. My go-to jam is Roadhouse Blues. I think the Doors are still one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, so that just...
You know, I never saw him on stage. I never saw him perform.
Wow, wow.
When I met him, he was at the tail end. It was only like 6 months before he died, actually.
Wow.
He was having a hard time. He was under... He'd been arrested in Florida, and he was facing a trial and possible jail time.
Man.
And I think he just wanted a friend and some peace.
Yeah.
And that's what our friendship was based on.
Wow.
And I'll cherish it forever.
Talk with Charlotte Stewart right now. Did you ever get to hang out with Walt Disney?
Oh, no, I didn't get to hang out with him. I did meet him because at 17, I was the first Alice in Wonderland character at Disneyland. You know, they started their walk around characters, and that was my actual first job ever.
Wow!
And I did meet him. We were snaking a cigarette behind the firehouse one day, and he's driving up his limousine. One of the chapters in my book is called "Smoking on the Jungle Ride." And it's kind of a funny encounter.
So let's talk. I mean, we're going back to the 70s. You've had this incredible life that's obviously not over yet. Can we talk about Twin Peaks, the TV series coming up in 2017, reprising your role as Betty?
You can, but I can't tell you zip about it.
Yeah, nice. That's usually how it goes.
So nice. Well, I mean,
but I will tell you that I was up there last year doing my part. And it was one of the most joyful sets I've been on in a long time. Everybody, of course, you know, we overcame a lot of obstacles,
right?
When Showtime decided that they didn't want to spend the money on the new series and David dropped out, all of us got together and started a campaign on Facebook about, well, if you're not going to have David do it, we're not doing it either. So everybody in the cast, you know, put a little short video on about, you know, well, the Twin Peaks without David Lynch is like, you know, a waitress without her uniform. That was what Shelley the waitress said, and Machinomic. So by the time we got to back up to Washington to shoot the new series, everybody was pretty much on top. David was in a great mood, and we had a lot of the original cast and crew there, and I can't tell you who, but...
Man, that's incredible.
Are you still there, Charlotte? Are you still? Oh, there we go.
There we go.
We lost you there for a second.
We thought we lost you.
So one of the greatest TV series probably of all time. I grew up watching it
every, like, during the summertime when we were out of school, we would watch it every morning at 9 a.m. It's Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. And so I got really excited when I was like, wait a second. But I did get you mixed up. I thought you were the mean teacher. No, you were the good
lovely
teacher.
Yeah.
You
no,
were the,
yeah. I was Miss Beadle, the nice teacher. In fact, I was just in France with Lucy Lee Flippin, who played the mean teacher.
Okay.
Wow. Delightful.
Wow.
Yes, she was there, and Allison Arngrim, who played the mean girl, mm-hmm. and Dan McBride, who played one of the more running characters later on in the series. And the four of us were there to see all of our French fans who are avid. They are avid. They're just so funny.
Wow.
So we had a great time. We were in the south of France, and oh my God, we just, caroused everywhere, and it was really fun. We actually, in Toulon, they assigned three FBI agents to us for
Whoa,
security.
Wow. Man, that's nice.
That's how popular we are there, and I guess they had to be sure nobody, wanted to make us a mark.
Right. Right. Well, it was a great series, and actually, it had a big influence on our family, and so I just wanted to thank you for being a part of that, because
Thank you. Well,
yeah.
I hear that a lot. I hear from moms and dads who were kids when they saw the show growing up, watched it with their grandparents, and now their grandparents.
Yeah.
And
right.
So we see that a lot, and I'm speaking as a member of the cast. Mm-hmm. We all appreciate it so much.
Good.
Here we were. Back in the 60s or the 70s when we were doing the series, we didn't get the time of day. I mean, nobody paid any attention to us in Hollywood.
Yeah.
We were the poor cousin. And now we're in 120 countries all around the world every day.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Now, where's the Joni Loves Chachi?
Yeah.
Right.
Man. Well, we're out of time, Charlotte, but thank you so much. Your autobiography, Little House in the Hollywood Hills. Thank you for talking about it with us. We appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Call me anytime.
All right. Thank you, Charlotte.
See you later.
Wow.
What a nice
gosh, lady. I just love her.
Gosh, what a story.
Liveline says, I wonder what her favorite decade was. If only there was a person who could ask that question.
Starmie, come on.
Starmie,
I love you, Starmie.
Starmie gets your goat every time.
Every time. You don't have a favorite decade? What was your favorite decade?
Okay. It's New Music Tuesday.
She has a... I really want to read her book.
It sounds incredible. There's so much.
Gosh.
Jim Morrison, Bill Murray, John Voight, Richard Dreyfuss.
Man, John Voight, that's scary.
She was the very first Alice in Wonderland.
Cracking hot
dogs. First walk around character. What?
It's there.
Cracking hot dogs.
Oh, well, she talked about it. She talked a little bit about that.
She had a lot of life. Yeah. Just life happening to that lady.
She was so poor. She was rocking vodka and hot dogs.
Man.
Wow.
Vodka.
All right. New Music Tuesday. We got to get into this next track.
We do. This is a brand new song from Skillet, a French band, probably spending all their time watching Little House on the Prairie reruns in French. This is called Famous, I believe is the pronunciation.
Tell
us what you think about it at facebook.com/idfm.
Latest from Skillet, Famous.
Oh, that's how you say it.
Mm. Wee wee.
New Music Tuesday, 585 Live. Feel free to text us or *88FM. Go like us and tell us what you think of the new Skillet.
Thieb said, you haven't even played it yet, and it's a no from me.
Oh, well, that's not okay.
Mark said, get out of my head. I was fixing to type the same thing. Hmm. So, that's all we have so far.
He then typed, see Thieb's comment.
No,
but then did you listen to it and change your mind?
It wasn't terrible.
It sounds like Skillet.
Skillet. This is the most, I will say, how do I phrase this? I used to love Skillet. Like Alien Youth and previous, like Hey You, I Love Your Soul, Invincible record. Like, I liked Skillet back in the day. And then they went and did the like rock thing. They met the guys in red and were like, violins and rock. And then it turned different. This is the most excited I think I've been for this Skillet in a long time. Because it's kind of a blend.
I don't mind that song at all.
It's kind of a decent blend of like
what they used to be.
Mm-hmm. John, just loving that beard, buddy.
Loving that beard. Just a giant beard.
Good morning, Starmy. Big show today. Peter Raquel.
Oh, that's right.
Bo Brady from Days of Our Lives.
Whoa.
That's right,
man.
Mom, I need you to text me right now. Mom, are you still watching? Yeah, I know you're still watching Days of Our Lives. I need you to give me the inside scoop on what's going on with Bo. Is he dead? Is he alive? Is Hope alive? Is she dead? What happened?
Hope will never die. Whoa.
I know.
Man, I read your mind all the time.
That's crazy, man.
Like, people think it's coincidence, but I literally read Steve-O's mind.
Yeah? Like a book?
Now it's my turn.
He's watching his soaps again. It's not so much like reading a book.
Never could let me have the last word.
As much as it's like reading
a blog.
That's right,
Brady.
Bo.
Get out of there. Over here. Come on.
It's all right, Bo. See, Bo died there. But I don't know if he was just faking it to save Hope. I don't know what's going on.
Who knows?
Text me, Mom. I need to know.
Yeah, somebody needs to text Dex and get him in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Dex is hot takes.
Yeah. So 8:30, Peter Raquel, who played Bo Brady for the past 33 years.
Man. Exciting.
Crazy, man. He was my favorite. When I was homeschooled in the fourth and fifth grade, Bo was my hero. He was my superhero. Mm-hmm. He was the guy.
You looked up to him. He was your mentor.
That's right. Good parenting? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never been a fan of stories.
How many times have you died and come back to life?
Many times.
Yep. See? You learned something.
Many, many times.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Oh, the Olympics are over.
What?
And people are still talking about Ryan Lochte. Well, he'll be on the show this morning.
Good. What?
That's right.
Oh. It's time to get some answers.
Yep, he's going to be calling in because, he needs to set the record straight.
Oh, man.
But he also wants to be there for the kids because, you know, they're back in school.
Is this like a forced community service thing that his publicist
probably
is making him do? Okay.
He wants to give some advice to all the kids because it's hard, man. My son he's a freshman this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Caleb, you're going to do great, buddy.
Caleb, you got this, bro down.
He's in ROTC. I shaved his head the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Said, Dad, I need a haircut. I'm like, I'll get the clippers. Shaved his head.
That's confusing.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think he loves ROTC because he gets to shoot a gun.
I preferred Yahtzee.
Well.
High school is such a serious thing. These problems matter.
That's right.
They really do.
Mm.
They really do.
It's tough, man.
I was a small bore expert with the .22 back in my ROTC days.
You were in ROTC?
No, I went to the New Mexico Military Institute in Roswell, New Mexico.
You went to jail, basically.
I went to the real thing. I lived it, not just 1 hour a day and twice on Sundays.
You went to military
right?
jail is what you went to.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You guys are throwing out a lot of accusations.
I've never been. I don't know. That's just what I've heard.
Nah, they were good kids there. It was like 50-50.
Really?
Yeah. It was like kids that wanted to excel that were good kids. And then there were like the terrible kids. The bad thing was putting them together, housing the good, naive kids with a bunch of kids that were being forced to go to a military school because they were terrible.
Yeah. That'd be tough.
It did nothing good for me.
Well,
it did some good.
And molded you into the man you are today.
Yeah, exactly. It did nothing good for me.
You don't need to be so self-deprecating.
I think you're a good man. You have great kids. Beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got Rocket the dog and tons of chickens.
Huge mansion.
Gosh, I hate my chickens, guys.
Why?
I want them gone.
No.
I want to find a
give them to Steve.
Chicken reserve.
Give them to Steve.
Reservoir.
Reservoir.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Have you put pants on the chickens yet?
No.
You got to try that before you get rid
of
them.
No, I have not.
You got to try it.
I will not put pants.
It's internet famous.
It is.
I just had a great idea.
What?
Putting pants on the chickens.
We're going to put pants on my chickens.
Good.
We are. I'm going to let them out of the coop, and we have to catch them and put pants on them. Have you ever tried to catch a chicken?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is not
back in my fighting
the easiest
days.
Thing.
Wait. Dex.
What?
Stop.
What?
You can't talk about that.
Can we put suspenders on the chicken as well?
Yeah. Suspenders?
Yeah, suspenders and pants.
I think you underestimate how hard it is to even, like, hold a chicken. Guys. And when you do hold them, you have to grab them by the feet so that they stop being cray-cray.
Earlier, Dex was referring to the ROTC as ROTC.
Yeah.
And Steve-O said he likes Yahtzee. And Liveline just said, I was going to say N-O-T-C as I was in the Navy, and then I realized what that sounded like. Proud of you, Stormy.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Well, I got confused because you said ROTC and then you said you shaved his head and everything, and I was like, what did he do?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's good. That's good. All right. Coming up, we got a great story about a guy who lost 300 pounds. We're getting in shape, guys.
Yeah.
We need some inspiration. We need to hear those stories.
You are the story, Dex.
I hope to be the story.
You're going to be the inspiration.
After 90 days, I hope to win the grand prize.
The grand poobah.
Grand poobah.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it, man.
Yep.
I believe in you.
They're going to give me so many great things when I win. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to win.
Thanks, guys.
You're not going to win.
Scientists have created something amazing. I am so okay with this.
What's that?
I just love science so much.
Yeah, science is pretty cool.
Gosh, science, beautiful.
Beautiful science, beautiful.
You can just make so many great things in the laboratory. Steve-O, put that down. You can't mix that together. Steve-O, no! Oh! What did you do? Come on, man. I told you not to mix the blue with the red.
I told you not to let him in here. This is on you.
I'm a pyro. I knew that was going to happen.
Man.
Sorry, guys.
I'm starving now.
Sorry, not sorry.
I wish you guys would calm down.
We're going to take a break so we can go get some breakfast. We're going to come back with another New Music Tuesday track.
Woo!
We'll be right back, Stormy. Hang out.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus. Entertainment.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Gentlemen, Buenteo.
What's up, Rachel? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
You were my actual, for real, first celebrity crush.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad we finally got to meet. That's
I am
awesome.
Too. Yeah, it was Babysitter's Club. Wait, what did you just say?
Started early, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And so then we're gonna just keep traveling down the road. So then I go to college.
Oh my gosh.
She's All That comes out. Well, that was when I was in high school. She's All That fell further into love.
Oh man.
And then I go to college and Josie and the Pussycats comes out.
Rachel, he's not stopping.
Not all of radio's entertainers were of the rock school. Another way America passed the time was listening to radio.
You said two toddlers on a plane is like this universal just apology for what has happened or something like that.
Oh my gosh. I am not even sure what just happened.
Wait, what did you just say?
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump has been directing a lot of his energy at the Clinton Foundation, the family's nonprofit, which he says should be shut down, drawing this response from the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine.
Before you go about attacking a charity, why don't you come clean about your own business dealings and tell the American people who you are in debt to?
The week-long hangover for Ryan Lochte continues. The Olympian found out he's losing his Speedo sponsorship, and Ralph Lauren said it's not renewing its deal with the swimmer because of that drunken night in Rio.
Months after the Obama administration advised school districts that transgender students should be given access to bathrooms that correspond to their gender identity, a federal judge in Texas has blocked the guidance from going into effect.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has just restored voting rights for 13,000 felons.
We are using criteria that are objective, fair, and uniform to review eligibility. And one measure that we will all work together on since the start of this administration is the requirement that individuals complete their full sentences.
An earlier effort to restore the rights of 200,000 Virginia felons was blocked by the courts.
7:42.
Hi, today I have 83 degrees.
Take a look at the roads and see what's up.
Do it.
Not seeing any accidents right now, but lots of construction, guys. Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up right after this New Music Tuesday track, Ryan Lochte will be joining us on the show.
No way.
He will.
Oh, man, this is exciting.
So let's jump right into this.
I'm really excited about this song. Reliant K has a new record out called Air for Free. This is a track called God. Tell us what you think about it at facebook.com/star88fm.
I believe in rain. I believe in... It's made for me to tell.
New Music Tuesday with Reliant K. God. What do you think about it? 585 Live. You can text us or star88fm on Facebook.
I love that band so much.
They love you too.
Lots of people digging it. Liveline says, as a teenager, I secretly wanted to be a member of Reliant K as a female vocalist.
Nice.
Okay.
I like them a lot. Well, one person says, I wish I could go back in time and unhear the new Reliant K song.
What? Really?
I don't know if that's because they want to hear it again and they just want that feeling.
Hmm.
My boy Daniel says, love this song.
It's good,
Brandy says, I'm pretty happy about virtually every song on this album. They have a new album out called Air for Free. And Mark says he likes it. Tell us what you think, guys.
Here you go. And I thought it was really good.
Did you like it, Dex?
I'm a fan.
Such a great band.
7:48, good morning.
High today of 83 degrees.
Thank you, Lord, for good weather.
Not seeing any accidents, but we got congestion 25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo. Also 40 east when you get off of Coors. And it looks like up in the, well, I guess the west side area, Ellison Drive and Alameda getting stacked up this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up at 8:30, Peter Raquel. Bo Brady from Days of Our Lives. Yes, he'll be on the show.
Oh, Rackle!
Dude, this is crazy.
You're crazy.
I just can't wait to talk to him about the crazies like you, Dexter, who...
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, like, this guy's got to have some crazy stalker fans. But he was like the bad boy, wasn't he? So...
Yeah, he was the bad boy. Oh. For sure. Yeah.
I wonder how many, like... life-threatening situations he found himself in because of crazy fans.
And being a soap opera star, you probably have the worst.
Yeah, that's why I can't wait to talk to him.
Because you got the crazy stay-at-home moms.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of you are crazy.
Well, it's too late for that.
Did you just address most of the Starmie?
Yeah, you are hosed.
Didn't mean to say that at all.
Oh, really. You crazy stay-at-home moms. And
really didn't mean to say that at all. But yeah, Bo Brady will be on the show.
Hey-o!
Mom, I'm still waiting for your text message.
Hey-o,
speaking
Bo.
Of crazy moms.
Hey-o, Bo.
A crazy mom talked to her son. It sparked an international incident.
Mm-hmm.
When are we? I've got like multiple people texting me asking when Lochte's calling in.
Well, he's been on hold. I've had him on hold for about 10 minutes now.
We made him sit through that new Reliant K jam.
Lochte Gates. Man, yesterday on the show, if you missed it, we played some of that interview with Ryan Lochte and Matt Lauer.
Ooh.
It kind of set the record straight. But Lochte losing some sponsors. I mean, big time.
Speedo, man.
Ralph Lauren. Gentle hair removal.
Alcoholics Anonymous. Even, Preparation H.
Even Airweave. Pulled out.
Yeah. Airweave?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's astounding.
Isn't that a mattress company?
Yeah, it's a Japanese mattress company that makes mattress toppers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
With all those sponsorships, that's around $1 million a year. Yeah. And that's the money that Lochte needs to continue to train for the 2020 Games in Tokyo.
Mm.
Yeah. If the Olympic Committee doesn't dump him, because that could still happen. He might be banned from the Olympics.
Oh, my gosh.
Only way he's going to make it in the Tokyo Olympics is if he can find either a raccoon suit or a 1-Up.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Well,
maybe a frog suit. Well, if he gets the frog suit, he would be that would be
great.
Pretty good, but I don't know if he's even going to get the chance. He's probably stuck in one of those sandstorms at level two.
Meanwhile, Lochte talked to People Magazine. Three. He's finally dropping the robbery angle. He said, quote, "I made that up. The part that I made up was saying that it was a robbery. I think the word robbery shocked a lot of people, and the story went viral after that." That's what he said.
There's a ghost in the studio.
By the way, a stay-at-home mom chimed in and said, "We are crazy, and we learned from the best."
What the?
I think they learned it from you, Dex, because they just look up to you so much. Because you were a stay-at-home mom.
You okay?
Hey, I'm fine. Should we answer the phone? Because I think Lochte's been on hold for 15
minutes. All right, okay. Fine.
And he wants to talk about, when he emailed us, he said, "I really want to talk to the kids because the school just started."
What's important? Yeah.
So, Lochte, are you there?
Hey, this is Ryan Lochte.
Hey, man.
Just calling in to give your listeners some advice if they're going back to school. Freshmen, look out for senior pranksters. I remember when I was a freshman, I got jumped by four seniors dressed as ninjas. What? I took them on with my nunchuck.
Okay.
Later, when I was questioned by the principal, he said, "Hand over the nunchucks." Mm-hmm. I said, "I don't have any on me." He couldn't find them because I had them disguised as a bolo tie.
Okay.
That's a lesson to take with you back to school. Always have your nunchucks ready. And a good story.
Beautiful.
That's
have
not
an awesome back to school.
Okay. High school is such a serious thing.
Thank you, Ryan.
These problems.
He just hangs up so quick.
All
very
of
quick.
That. One of these days, I'm going to get to ask him a real question.
Very quick.
You know that was a lie, right? Like he.
All of that.
Like yeah. Every bit of that was
a real question.
Was an untruth, Dex.
One of these days, Dexter, I'm going to get you.
Well, Lochte already called his three other teammates to apologize, and he's going to pay the $11,000 that James Fegan had to fork over to leave Brazil.
Woo. Wow.
So he's going to do that.
You know, he was talking to him, and he's like, "Yeah, no, bro, it'll be okay. I got the Speedo money." And then the next day they said, "Hey, Dunzo. It's not Dunzo. Speedo anymore. It's Dunzo."
Dunzo.
One of my favorite movies is What Woman Want.
What Woman Want.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ryan.
What I was always good at was letting things go through, like, through one ear, out the other, so to say.
So to say.
These are my shoes that I design from top to the very sole to the very top to the bottom, laces.
Okay.
What? Yeah, he doesn't make much sense.
Well, I don't either sometimes. I mean, most
I think
of the
you
time.
Make great sense.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. At least 7 cents.
Don't duplicate. Just reciprocate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to reciprocate.
You always have to.
I don't even know what's happening.
You always have to.
Guys, we just lost a listener.
What happened?
They were very upset because we had been plugging a Ryan Lochte interview for like 20 minutes, and they were very excited. They don't believe that was really Ryan Lochte.
What?
I don't know.
Of course that was Ryan Lochte.
What did they say? That they don't think that was Ryan?
Yeah. She just turned off the radio. We officially lost her listening for the next 20 minutes.
Oh, just for 20 minutes?
Who
just
is
for
the this next person? 20 minutes.
Janae Heitzig.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Rhymes with Shimei Knight.
Here's the thing.
Flick.
That was Ryan Lochte. We have it from the horse's mouth. He told us he was calling us today. And when's the last time you caught that guy in a lie, huh?
Right. And he's he's still on the show. Ryan, what's your favorite movie?
One of my favorite movies is What Woman Wants.
See?
What?
That's him.
He's right there. Just on hold.
Just hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Just constantly. Mm-hmm. So we can get quick.
If you ask me, old Ryan Lochte really went off the deep end this time. Thank you.
Oh, man, I got a great story coming about a guy who lost 300 pounds.
Guys, are you stoked?
The fat is melting off my body right
gross.
Now.
I'm watching.
That
There's
is
a
really,
puddle in the floor.
Really man. Gross.
Man,
I don't
weird
like
how
that.
It turns into
like
that like congealed oil.
I know. It's
That's gross.
Gross. Yeah, we kicked off this amazing 90-day challenge here at Calvary.
We did.
Yep. Calvary loves us so much, they just want to see us not die.
Yeah.
Not die.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're going to get fit.
I did like the framing of the whole thing. It was like, we're doing this because we want you guys around for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there thinking, okay, who wanted a gym membership?
I kept thinking the whole time, man, they just look at me and go, man, he probably
he thought they
weeks,
were staring at him the whole time.
Probably weeks left to live.
He was like, they did this all specifically
He's
for me.
One Big Mac away from a heart attack.
I think to be a preacher, you have to possess that ability to look into an audience and point your hand, and that every person in the audience assumed that you are looking and pointing at them. You have to have that ability. Yeah. And I'll tell you, somebody that's got it is Skip Heitzen.
Oh.
He's got it, man. He's got it down.
I
he
love
was
that,
like,
man.
And we just want you to be around for a long time. And he held his hand out, and I thought, man, that guy loves me so much.
he is staring
that
right to my soul.
Loves me. Goodness. Wait a second. Is he looking? He's looking at Dex. Yeah. He's not looking at me.
He was looking at me. He really was.
No, he was not. Stop it.
Well, when he pulled out when he was talking about the Corvette, you just look at a beautiful car. You got this beautiful car on the outside. It's all red and just cherry, just beautiful.
Wait. You think you were the
Corvette? And then on the inside, no, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
He was. That story was for you.
Oh.
And he said, on the outside, just looks so good, but you haven't changed that oil. He hasn't got that maintenance. But it's just not going to run.
Oh, there's a question.
It looks beautiful on the outside, but not on the inside.
If you think I'm beautiful on the outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
If you guys were a car, what would you be?
DeLorean.
Oh. DeLorean. Okay. Old and useless.
Yeah.
All right. Dex.
Yeah, pretty much. But everybody's like, this is pretty cool from my childhood.
It looks neat. Yeah.
Probably a dump truck.
Dump truck. Oh. Tons of use out of that dump truck.
Yeah.
I think I would be... Mm-hmm. I think I would be a Hyundai Santa Fe hybrid.
What? Uh-huh. Okay.
All so right. Random.
Because everybody looks over and they're like, it looks cool, but I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And that pretty much sums up my life.
It's good.
We got to take a break. It's New Music Tuesday. We'll talk about this guy who lost 300 pounds when we come back. Hang out.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Welcome.
Hi.
Morning Invasion. 804.
How today? 84 degrees. Let's take a look at traffic. Holy cannoli! There's an accident. Left lane's blocked. I-40 west at Louisiana.
A lot of red.
If you are westbound on 40... east of this accident, you're down to about 15 miles an hour. So around Eubank, Wyoming, traffic is slowing to a crawl. Again, I-40 west at Louisiana, there is an accident. Also, a lot of congestion on 25 southbound at the Paseo merger thing, and 40 east around Coors, the intersection with Coors. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up at 8:30. Bo Brady. Or... his real name, Peter Raquel.
Peter Raquel.
Okay, Mom, I'm still waiting for that text message here.
Oh, Peter.
Oh, Raquel.
Oh.
She got a text message from my mom.
What she say?
Okay.
Well. Tell your mama I said what's up.
So I asked my mom, since we're having Bo Brady on, because, we used to watch Days of Our Lives back in the day together.
Would you ask her?
I said, do you still watch Days of Our Lives?
My
mom did not answer for about 45 minutes. And then I texted and said, we're going to have Bo Brady on the show at 8:30. And immediately, guess what happened?
What?
She texted me back right away.
Boom. She was like, oh, hey, oh, yeah, you. Son?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep. She says, no, I don't, but I watched for years and even recorded it to watch later. I remember that. We'd put the tape in, the VCR, and hit record.
Yeah.
When they killed him off, I quit watching. Mom, they killed him off.
He came back,
five
Mom.
Times. Five times,
what's,
Mom.
What's she got to say to that? Does she know?
I don't know.
Does she know he came back?
I gotta text her back. I need questions, Mom.
Yeah, but he came back.
Yeah, he's been on and off for the past 33 years. What is he calling in for? Let's see here.
That's what you're supposed to know.
I think he's doing like a Broadway thing. He's It's called, he's playing El Gallo in the Fantastics on Broadway.
Interesting.
There you go.
El Gallo.
The play's a modern twist on Romeo and Juliet, where two fathers take a feud to trick their kids into falling in love with the help of El Gallo.
El Gallo.
And Peter actually played the lead romantic role in a different production of The Fantastics 35 years
ago. Nice. So this is old hat to him.
He's back, and he's going to be talking to us about it and stays with our lives.
I have a question. Both of you, when you got to work, did you guys happen to notice the sprinklers being on in the green belt?
Yes.
Yes.
They're still on.
Are you serious?
I'm watching it. And I wonder if that's a mistake.
It's got to be. Because
it was flooded.
I got here at 2:30 this morning, and they were rolling.
Yeah, they were rolling when I got here.
I think...
That's weird.
We need to contact the janitor patrol.
Call the league.
Call the league.
That's what you need to do.
If you have questions for Peter Raquel, a.k.a. Bo Brady, feel free to text him in, 585-LIVE. Mom, going to need some text messages from you. I know you still watch. I know
she
you
does,
do.
Man. She's watching
but
right now.
He died last year.
Well,
come
he's
on
coming
now.
Back. You know,
spoiler alert.
No, he's not. He's dead.
Hey.
Is Hope still alive?
Hope never dies. Remember, we already said that.
I've never, ever seen this show, so I don't know.
Steve-O, we've all seen this show.
I haven't seen it since 1993.
Man, that was a good year. That was the year Jurassic Park came out. I went to fifth grade. Boy, I hated fifth grade, but Jurassic Park was great. It's a good year.
You were in the fifth grade in 1993?
I was, yes, the end of fourth grade, the beginning of fifth grade. June 11th, 1993. That's when Jurassic Park
came
out.
You know
what? It was a Friday.
I messed up all my years. I think I watched in like 89 or 90.
Oh, my goodness.
I watched it back in the 80s.
Man, you're old school.
That and Young and the Restless. They were just, just so good. Victor.
Days.
Do they go through, like, soap opera acting classes? Like, I don't want to offend him, but I almost want to ask him that.
Don't do this.
Because it's a different world. Like,
what do you mean?
I mean, have you ever watched a soap opera?
Well,
it's so bad.
What?
Like, it's so... I'm sorry, Dex's mom. It's so, like...
It's cheesy.
Overacted.
Well, it's live. You know they do it live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not live.
No, it's live.
Guys, does he
it's
have
not
an
live, though. It's not live.
It's live.
It's bad.
It's not bad. Take it back.
It's just different.
I still tune in every now and then. I'm not going to lie.
It's not drama. Like, it's over drama. There's no way that's real life drama. It's
guarantee you 1,000% if you just tuned in every day to Days of Our Lives for 1 week, you'd be hooked.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
Because some days I get home, and my wife usually, she loves watching the news. So some nights, you know, she'll leave it on that channel, and then we'll turn the TV off. So when I get home, if they hadn't watched TV or anything, I'll turn it on, and inevitably it'll be a soap opera.
Sure.
Right? And I've tried to sit there for more than 2 minutes. You got to
hang in there.
No, because it's like,
to.
Barbara. It's so like over.
Marsha.
Over the top,
John!
Man.
Well, it's over the top because think about it. Hey.
What?
Think about it.
Long pauses.
You what? Have the stay, okay, it's the average stay-at-home mom, okay?
Average.
Man, we really don't like to stay at home.
I love you, stay at home mom.
She's the one who's tuning in.
Call
That's
me.
Their target audience. Wait. Is the stay at home mom. They like the over dramatized.
You know what? You just generalized an entire people group, and I am offended.
As a feminist, I am offended, but he's right.
I think women like stuff like that.
Over dramatized.
Look,
like,
women love romance novels.
What? Not all women.
Sure, they do.
Hey, nuh-uh.
Everyone.
Nuh-uh. Science has proven the vast majority of females don't know how to read.
Oh, my
See?
Gosh.
I was wrong.
I am not a part
Sometimes
of
when you're
of
wrong,
them.
You just got to admit it. Oh, you got to admit when you're wrong, Steve-O.
I can't even. Oh, no.
They can't even either.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to ask him because since, you know, we're already offending everybody. Might as well offend Bo from Days of Our Lives. Mm. Listen, man, did you take an overacting class? Like, did you guys have to go through, like...
We are kind to our celebrity guests.
That's right. Okay, listen to this clip and you tell me whether or not it's overacting.
No, 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 no. No, no. Baby. Baby, don't leave me. No.
I'm tearing up right now.
The Final Fantasy 17 music in the background is great. I just found a save point.
This sounds just like my fifth birthday. This is not overacting.
Oh, man.
Okay. Was that when he died or what?
That's when he died. They were in the park.
No. If I can reenact that scene, like, verbatim, instantaneously without any acting training, then it's bad. Yeah. Oh, Dexy, no.
You don't sound as passionate as that person.
No.
They've had training.
Oh, Dexy.
Many years.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound real.
He's my sexy Dexy, and he's gone.
Stop it.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop it.
Thank you for turning that off. It was getting so crazy.
Gosh.
Okay, it's New Music Tuesday, and we're way over.
Just one more clip here. Just one more. What is
happening?
Bo,
don't. No.
You're okay. You're safe. You're okay.
Gosh, greatest power couple ever.
You're okay.
How did you come back, Bo?
Oh, I got the chills right now.
I got you.
Gosh, gooseys.
Are you okay?
Turn my mic back on.
No, don't.
What?
Steve-o.
That was so dumb.
That was not dumb.
What was happening in that scene?
That was powerful. Bo came back from the dead.
Yeah. If Chrissy was,
I wonder how hard their face hurts. Wait, he came back from the dead?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
We got to ask him. How many times did he come back from the dead on the show?
Six times, really?
You just made that up. Seven times. I'm looking it up.
All right, New Music Tuesday.
This is the latest single from One Republic. It's called Kids.
Oh, no, Kids.
Tell
Stop
us what you think about it. Text the live line. Go to Facebook.com/Star88. FM.
Kids. Latest from One Republic. Kids. Star88.
People
New Music Tuesday.
They like it. You know, there's a big M83 influence in that song.
Totally.
And they actually own up to it. Ryan Tedder said, it's a conscious departure. As an artist or musician, if you're not poking or needling or pushing the envelope to see if it pops, you're not doing it right. Whatever our sound is, and I don't think we have a dyed-in-the-wool sound, this album is by far our most evolved.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like One Republic.
No, it doesn't.
I'm not a big fan.
And then lyrically, it's kind of pushing back against the whole nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
The lyric says, I refuse to look back thinking days were better just because they were younger days.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool. It's a cool approach.
We all do that.
We do.
We all look back into the past.
And we're like, man, it was just so much better.
Oh, I miss
so
it.
Much better. I kind of like the message of this song because it's like, no. Just because you were younger doesn't automatically make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Here and now. Right now. Today.
Today.
Because you know what? 20 years from now, you're going to look back on this day and go, man,
that was cool, man.
Actually, not for me.
You know what's really cool? Some collaborations on the new One Republic album. Pharrell. Peter Gabriel.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's right. I knew I would get y'all's attention.
Whoa.
Dummies. Both of them just went, ooh.
That's great.
That's right. He just wants to be your sledgehammer.
Good morning, Starmy. 818.
High today, 84 degrees.
Thank
Let's take a look
you,
at
I'm sorry, guys. Just Bo was held captive. He was tortured in a dirty prison in Mexico.
Nobody.
And then when Steve, with John's help, tried to track him down, he was moved to a filthy hospital-looking facility in Mexico because those aren't safe. So then Steve, John, and Victor went undercover, and they were trying to find Bo, but they were working with Victor to help Dr. Salinas find a cure for Caroline's Alzheimer's-type condition. Must have been the same time he was, like, under investigation.
The only reason he likes it is because there's a character named Steve.
Really?
Really? I know. And then Bo starts to black out and experience headaches, but then thanks to his sister Kayla, he undergoes this testing.
Kayla?
He was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor and didn't have long to live.
What?
So in the location of their first kiss, Bo tells Hope of his condition, and they're like,
I don't even know what's happening. So they like repeat the wedding vows to each other, and he becomes pale and weak, and then Hope like told Bo that his niece Sammy's son Will was murdered last month.
What?
And then he was devastated, and then Bo loses consciousness, and then he died in Hope's arms while the snow starts to fall on them. Although we've gone to the end of the bow, end of the bow.
Oh, still Hope is dying.
No, Hope can't die. Hope never dies. Hope never dies.
Hope, wake up, Hope.
Hope.
Somebody get the paddles. Somebody get the paddles.
Somebody get the paddles.
What? Commercial. They left us hanging.
Okay. Oh, I can't believe they would do that.
I hated commercial breaks when I was a
kid. Oh, my gosh.
Man. You gotta be kidding me.
Man, life was so hard without DVR. I don't know what we did before DVR.
We watched TV.
No, we put tapes in our VCRs and we hit record.
Oh, it was the worst, though, like trying to fast forward a VCR. Like you're fast forwarding. Oh, too far, too far. Then you got to rewind
so
it.
So nervous that it wasn't going to record.
Hey, oh, man. When is this Joker calling?
8:30.
8:30.
We got 10 minutes to get caught up, guys.
All right, let's get caught up.
On 20-something years of Bo and Hope. Wait, this was one of the times where she died?
No, again! She's flat-lined again! Get the paddles!
Don't do this. Hurry up, she's dying!
Hurry up!
He's in a gown.
Get in there!
Yeah, why the way, Bo?
Hope, come on,
there's
keep
no
fighting.
Pulse.
Oh my gosh.
Trust the machine.
Hey, guys, please, what if we could just quit working?
Come on,
and we could watch soap operas all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could get paid to watch soap.
That's what we're doing right now.
Can you be a soap opera reviewer?
This is, okay.
Dude, we could review some soap opera.
This has 13,000 views.
Whoa.
Charging the paddles.
Oh!
Please.
Come on, Hope!
That guy's a really good actor.
Bo, use your tears. Bo, use your tears.
I'm serious. He is a good actor. Take it back.
Oh, I can't wait.
You better take it back.
Do you think we could reenact a scene?
You're going to wind up like Hope in the hospital if you don't take it back.
We needed to write a script and ask him to be in our movie.
Would you be in our movie?
How many questions do we have? Do we have a lot of questions coming in on the live line?
Okay, let me check right now. Nope, still nothing.
31 people were reached. But I did post it on the Fans for Peter Raquel page.
Are you serious?
Ugh. I told him to text us. I said, if you got questions for Bo, text the live line.
Oh, Bo! Bo, 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 Bo.
Bo, 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 Bo.
Calling my mom.
What you gonna do?
She changed her number. Can we do this? Why is she embarrassed?
Because she still watches soap operas.
She's a mom.
She won't admit
That's what moms do.
She won't admit it, Steve-O. Don't you send me to voicemail.
Oh, I think you're talking
what
to me.
What you gonna do? There
ain't no way to man.
She might be at
bo,
work.
Bo, 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 bo.
Bo, 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 bo.
Come on, Mom. I really need you.
We're seeing Bo at the crossroads. He died.
See you at the crossroads.
Mom!
Yeah.
Oh, I was so nervous you weren't going to pick up.
That would have been embarrassing.
Okay, I need your help.
I'm about to work it.
I need your help right now. We have Bo Brady on the show in 7 minutes.
Yeah?
I need some help with questions.
How many times did that guy die?
A lot. Okay. I quit watching because the last time he died, I...
Mom!
What happened to your mom?
What happened to your mom?
Are you there? Get the paddles! Someone get the paddles!
Hang up the phone and call her back!
Gosh!
That was
Dex! What happened to your mom?
I don't know.
Did a semi-truck take her out?
I think...
You are not permitted to dial this number.
What do you mean?
Your mom just she just internet grounded you.
This is real life. So I can't maintain.
This is
oh my gosh. This is what soap operas do. Oh man, I can't breathe.
Oh, come on. Come on, Mom.
Oh.
What happened?
Man, we got so worried.
I don't know. Drop the call. I don't know. But don't make me laugh because I won't be able to talk.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
he died a lot of times, and the last time he died.
So was the last time he died on the park bench with Hope, and she was crying?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember, you guys. I'm old. I don't remember these things.
Well... Gosh, we just used to watch soap operas every day, fourth and
Joe,
fifth grade.
That what? Is a lie. Oh, don't be lying on the radio.
Oh, snap. Your mom just
You guys are hearing my mother lie.
Out.
My mom is lying right
oh,
now.
Oh, man.
I will call Michael John right now.
I might have watched every once in a while, but not every day.
Are you kidding me? Is that the story you're going to stick with?
Oh, no.
That is. Yes, that's my story, and I'm sticking
mom,
to it.
Mom, you're not a horrible mom for letting us watch soap operas. It was awesome. Hey,
so what are you going to ask this guy if you don't have any questions for him?
That's why we're calling you. Do you have a question for him?
And
what do
guess
you want to know?
What, Mom? I know you still watch these soap operas because the last time I went up there to visit, you were watching them.
Just one. I watched The Young and the Restless.
Oh,
that's
no.
It.
But he's not on The Young and the Restless.
I need to record it.
We can't tell him that. Well, he'll be upset. He'll be like, why do you watch
no,
that
No, no,
one?
No. That's a good one.
Yeah,
because,
that's another network and everything.
Yeah,
so,
it's
yeah.
like your mom watches it now because Bo died.
That's
so
true.
She moved
yeah.
over
yeah.
to Young and the
okay.
Restless.
Yeah. All right, I
was sick of seeing Bo die, and I'm just not going to. It was too tragic for me.
Well, what if he comes back, though? But that's the thing with soap operas. He probably came back, and you missed it.
I don't know. Then I missed it because I'm tired of wasting my life on him dying.
Okay, how many times has Victor died? How many times has Victor died on Young and the Restless?
Wait, how do you know these people?
A lot, exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You guys will be okay. It'll all come to you. You're professionals.
Well, no. I don't think you should call us professionals.
Yep.
I think you're wonderful.
I booked
Thank
this
you.
Interview for you, Mom. I really did.
No,
I booked
didn't.
It because we used to watch Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless
yeah.
when I was homeschooled. We would do
hey,
our
listen,
studies. No, don't change the subject.
No, you
I
don't.
Finish.
No,
you
this
let
is
your
what
mom
I do.
Talk.
Every day I look and I record my soap operas, and I always go and look at what's going to be on today on Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
So all I have to do is read the preview, and I know it's going to happen. I don't have to watch it.
There you go.
You can't do that.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my
what
gosh.
Happens. I love it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's right. What I do. Yeah, so sorry I can't help you with the question, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm sorry. Okay.
How's everything?
I love you guys. You'll do great.
Thank you.
Love you.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She is awesome,
man.
Wonderful.
Your mom is mean.
Want to answer that phone right there?
I guess.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
David Levin.
David
how are
Levin.
You?
How
David.
Are you, sir? How are you?
I am good. I have our friend Peter Reckel on the phone for you.
So yes. excited. So excited.
There you go.
So excited.
Peter, say hi to Dexter and Debo.
And Teo. Hello, Peter.
I'm sorry. Hey.
Hey!
How are you, Peter?
You got a whole crowd with you, huh?
Yeah, man, there's 10 of us in here.
Lots of fans.
No,
three's a company.
Just three.
Three of us.
Just three. just wanted to, you know, just throw it out real quick. Can I just refer to you as Bo?
No, that's rude.
Let's
no,
face it.
Peter, don't give it to him.
So we just got off the phone with
my
mom.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, are you done? Are you going to hang up?
No. Yeah, see?
He's
going to
hang up
you
on
stop.
You, but he's going to talk to us.
Here's the deal. Yeah. We literally just got off the phone with Dex's mom because he told her that you were going to be on the show, and she had words, man.
Oh, she did. She said, she goes, I haven't watched since he died. The last time he died, he said, I'm not going to watch it anymore.
This was an exact quote. I'm tired of wasting my life watching Bo die.
Mm-mm. That's what she said.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now she watches Young and the Restless instead. How does that make you feel, Peter?
My ego is just boosted.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're the best thing that's ever happened to soap operas.
We mentioned that we were going to have you on the show, and the live line went crazy with questions. We have so many listeners chiming in wanting to know what's going on in your world. So is it cool if we do a listener lightning round of questions?
Sure. I'll try to be as lightning as possible.
Okay.
Love it.
Don't be too
Number
shocking.
One, Peter, what's it like to be a household name?
it's kind of strange because right now my household name is
Daddy, could I have
Daddy?
Yeah.
Or honey, you didn't take out the garbage. So and this being a household dad is one of the most challenging, rewarding jobs I've ever had.
Amen.
Yeah. See, I like that.
So as a stay at home dad, what soap opera are you currently watching?
Don't answer him.
Young and Restless.
Yeah!
That's the one Dex's mom said she switched to.
This is true.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is.
Do you have any feuds going on with any of the other Days actors?
Whoa.
I don't know. That was from a listener.
Do I have a feud going on?
Yeah.
That is so funny that they use that word, because the show I'm presently trying to get into my brain, that's the, you know, the father's invent this feud to try to get their daughter and son together.
Yes.
Oh. Dude, who comes up with that word?
Soap opera fans.
Yeah.
Soap opera fans do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because these are all obviously soap opera fans. Mm-hmm. How about this one? Were you ever in a fist fight with Stephen Nichols?
Who is that?
Stephen, actually, the funniest one, the characters had a lot of fights when they first hooked up, because they were best friends, and then they fought over a girl, and that's, you know, Bo cut out poor Steve's eye. That's how that happened.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, yeah, you know, stay away from my girl, man. But, you know, I had a fight. And for some reason, I don't know the reason, I was wearing a wetsuit. And the end of the fight was me doing a spinning back kick,
boom,
kicking him in the face.
Yeah!
And there were two things that happened. First of all, have you ever been in a wetsuit just hanging out, not in the water?
Every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It's
well,
just a thing.
You know how sweaty you get in those things.
Yep.
Super sweaty.
You've experienced that every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday.
Just Tuesdays, though. Don't judge me.
No judgment there.
Okay, good.
So I do this spinning back kick, and not only does he get sprayed with my sweat coming out the bottom of my butt, I hit him in the tip of his nose because he leaned forward a little bit too much.
Oh.
And we laughed so hard, and he was so grossed out. He wasn't in too much pain, but he just got a new shower of salty sweat.
Gosh, that's great.
That's incredible. in 2016, you know, now you're rocking it as a dad. You stepped away from Days again. Mm-hmm. How has viewership changed television-wise? Because 2016, now you got Hulu, you got Netflix, you got all these other things contending. It's really a different world. So you've seen like so many different aspects of television. Do you think it's better or worse with this, with all the new technology?
Well, you know, back in the heyday, you know, in the 80s and stuff, that, you know, people had a choice of four shows. So I think that's when Days of Our Lives was just rocking. But now they, as you mentioned, they have a choice of about a billion shows. So
yeah,
it really puts the pressure on the producers and writers to come up with stuff and listen to the fans and find out what they want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes they're pretty good at that and sometimes not so good. So it's a real challenge. I would not want to be a writer for any television show right now because it's, you know, the landscape is just so different and so competitive. It's crazy.
Especially on the networks, man. That is so competitive. Oh.
That's to keep the ratings up. You got to kill people off and then bring them back. When's Bo returning?
Is he coming back anytime soon? Is he?
You know what? Like I said, being a dad is just crazy fun, and I would not miss a moment of
amen
of being with my daughter. And then going back, you know, I haven't been on the boards. I haven't been on in front of a live audience in 25 years or so. And this kind of this playing El Gallo in Fantastics has kind of come out of the blue. They called me up and said, "Hey, you did the show before. You want to come back?" I'm like,
Yeah.
The ham in me kind of jumped to the forefront and said, "Yeah, I want to come back and you know, try to make people laugh.
Yeah,
so,
let's talk about
what I'm doing.
Let's talk about the Fantastics on Broadway, starting in early September. It's a modern twist on Romeo and Juliet, where two fathers, which you play one of the fathers, and you were talking about how you're feuding, and you're trying to trick their
kids. Actually, I'm not playing one of the fathers.
Oh, you're not?
I play El Gallo, it's kind of two characters. I play the narrator. I help the audience, you know, through the experience and invite them to use their imagination. And I play El Gallo, the kind of suave bad boy again, older bad boy, to help the younger the ingenues sort of learn a lesson about life.
Nice.
Mm, nice.
So when is the wetsuit fight?
No.
No?
on Tuesday nights.
Yes, Tuesday nights.
You're not listening?
I didn't want to tell you guys.
Man.
But me and Peter hang out.
His name's Bo.
Okay. No, his name's Peter. His name is El Gallo, and we hang out.
Yes. I love it, man. So, obviously, you mentioned you haven't been in front of a live audience in 25 years. Slightly different going from, you know, daytime soap opera to live audience. What's been the most intimidating aspect?
A live audience.
Yeah.
I started out being a song and dance man. You know, I've done a lot of theater, musicals, and stuff. So that genre, you know, I've been in that environment before. But you know, having a live audience, it really, you know, you really got to bring your game. You got to bring it every night. So because the audience deserves it.
They right.
They paid their big bucks to come and see you. So you got to really be there. And the cool thing about this, it's a very intimate theater. There's only a couple hundred seats, and
wow.
And every night after the show, I get to come out and hang with the audience a little bit and get their feedback.
That's cool.
Peter, what's your guilty pleasure?
Wetsuits. Are you not listening?
Oh, yeah.
Wetsuits on a Tuesday, man!
Welcome to my life. They don't
Tuesday
listen
night wetsuits.
Man, it's Wetsuit Tuesday. Shut up, guys.
Oh, man.
Just shut up. I'm sorry, Peter. They don't respect you.
Oh,
I do.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
All right. All right.
This has been one of my more fun, like, interviews. Yeah, Peter, you are awesome.
This is great. Yeah. No, but seriously, what's your guilty pleasure? I really want to know. I really like you, and I really want to know.
Wow, he doesn't take a hint.
He
huh?
doesn't. No, well, he's a binger. Here's the deal. Dex over here, he's a television binger. He loves television. And so I think he assumes that, you know, he was recently stay-at-home dad, mm-hmm. and that's what he did. They rocked the TV. And so now, you know, different world for you being at home with your daughter. What do you guys like to do? Hmm.
Family affair. What we do is look for the old TV shows.
Yeah,
we just binge watch. Well, not binge watch. We would watch maybe three shows a night of Family Affair.
Yes.
And we're so sad because we finally got to the end of it, and oh man, what are we going to watch now? And we haven't figured it out. Game of Thrones doesn't quite work.
No.
I'll tell you what to watch, Peter. Netflix, it's called Stranger Things.
Oh, it's such a great,
excellent
great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, set in the 80s.
That's a good family show?
Yeah.
We liked it. Yeah, I have three boys.
It's like Goonies meets E.T.
I was going to say it's a little more intense, though, because it is kind of like a Goonies, E.T. type thing. Mm-hmm. So it's more science fiction-y, if you will.
It never goes too far.
No, it doesn't. It's kind of a throwback to classic Steven Spielberg films, and it's a lot of fun. But it's only... It's only eight episodes.
Yeah, only eight episodes, so it's a good one.
Oh, what's it called again?
Stranger Things.
I will look it up. I will definitely look it up.
Check it out.
We're all dads, so we understand that dad life.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Watch a lot of cartoons.
Well, yeah. Peter, it's been a privilege to talk to you.
Yeah!
Thank you for all you've done on Days of Our Lives.
I'll see you Tuesday.
See you Tuesday at the wetsuit.
No, okay, Marty, you can't come.
Okay.
Just Tao. You're not invited, Dexter.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Peter. See ya.
All right, take care. Bye.
Love that guy.
That was
good.
He's
so good.
Why do you have to? Why do you have to call him?
I'm going to your wetsuit party.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I will stick into your wetsuit party.
It's not my thing. I can't just invite you.
You can too.
I was invited.
There's a plus one.
Mute Steve-O's mic, real quick.
What's mine?
If you want to go, you got to talk to Billy. Billy's the one that arranges all this stuff.
Billy!
He's like, check it out, man. I got Peter Reckle over here. We're going to get the lady that played Hope. We're also going to get that lady. Your meemaw's going to come
back
from the dead.
It's
going to
be awesome.
You didn't even listen. All right, turn Steve-O's mic back on. You didn't even listen to it.
You didn't hit it off.
Yeah, we did.
You asked stupid questions.
No! Okay, that's not
true
at all.
Don't be mean to him.
Guilty pleasure?
That's a great question.
It is. A lot of stars have guilty
pleasure. If you're a 17-year-old CW star.
No, a lot of stars have guilty
pleasure. He's like 50, he's got kids, and he's like, guilty pleasure? He's like, I'm too old for that crap. Oh, it's guilty pleasure. Well, who is this kid?
Maybe he does like wetsuits.
He said he did.
Yeah, maybe that's really what happens. I don't know. Gosh, what a great interview.
Can't believe you didn't let me get to the part where Bo comes back. You know he's making a glorious return.
He's not gonna.
It's, you know what? He might.
He will.
He might. He'll get sick of his kid.
I was just reading through his Twitter feed. I don't think he's going to go back.
Shout out to Farmington on the live line that said, even when you guys have no clue what to ask, you still pull off great interviews.
Appreciate it.
What do you mean, no clue?
We did a lot of research for this interview.
Lots!
A lot of YouTube watching.
You know what the funny thing is? I'm going to binge Days all day.
What did I tell you?
Just going to watch YouTube.
He did say
that. That dude's got a sweet mullet.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, man. Fought in a wetsuit. Oh, what happened?
Hope is flatlining.
Oh, no, Hope!
Look at Bo. Oh, Bo, hold it together, man. It's all right. He's sucking his thumb right now. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Is he sucking his thumb?
No, he wasn't. He was just dramatically.
Why is he sucking his thumb?
He's holding in oxygen. It's a wetsuit move. You guys don't know about it.
Why are you stopping?
She's dead, Bo! She's dead!
Let her go.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brady.
No. Hope never dies.
I can't.
No,
she's not.
She can't be dead.
Don't be dead. Oh, mouth to mouth.
It's just
resuscitation.
Desperate.
But that's the love. Bo has the love. He can bring her back. Anybody can. Bo can.
He's standing in the midst of
medical
professional.
God! Commercial.
Guys, it's ridiculous.
It's embarrassing. Why would he start doing CPR when he's just standing there with all those medical professionals?
That's true.
Gosh, I can't wait to find out what happens.
Because the medical professionals gave up on Hope, but he'll never give up.
What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump has been directing a lot of his energy at the Clinton Foundation, the family's nonprofit, which he says should be shut down, drawing this response from the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine.
Before you go about attacking a charity, why don't you come clean about your own business dealings and tell the American people who you are in debt to?
The week-long hangover for Ryan Lochte continues. The Olympian found out he's losing his Speedo sponsorship, and Ralph Lauren said it's not renewing its deal with the swimmer because of that drunken night in Rio.
Months after the Obama administration advised school districts that transgender students should be given access to bathrooms that correspond to their gender identity, a federal judge in Texas has blocked the guidance from going into effect.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has just restored voting rights for 13,000 felons.
We are using criteria that are objective, fair, and uniform to review eligibility. And one measure that we will all work together on since the start of this administration is the requirement that individuals complete their full sentences.
An earlier effort to restore the rights of 200,000 Virginia felons was blocked by the courts.
Good morning. It is 8:48.
High today of 83 degrees.
Still chaotic out there?
Unfortunately, it is. I-40 west at Louisiana, there's an accident. The left lane is blocked. So if you are westbound on 40, say around Wyoming, Eubank, 14th Street, you're down to about 15 miles an hour. That's your look at traffic.
For the break, Hope flatlined.
Stop it.
Bo is trying to bring Hope back.
Deliver it for me.
Can we just...
With I?
She's gone. She's gone. Bo, she's gone. Somebody get Bo out of there.
He's got great hair, man.
Somebody get Bo out of there.
I'm going to cut my hair, guys. I'm finally going to do it into that mullet right there.
That's
pretty sweet, man.
Bo's gone.
It's like a dope 80s mullet.
Brett,
It's like Patrick Swayze Roadhouse mullet.
Show her the way.
Kiss her one last time. Banana. One last time, Bo.
She's going to wake up from the kiss.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
What?
Oh! What? Called it! Stupid soap operas!
It was the kiss!
It was not the kiss, it was the ratings!
It was the power of love!
Oh.
That's the power of love!
Look at her, she just opened her eyes!
Yeah. Right here. Right here.
Gosh, the love is incredible!
Oh my gosh. I
love you, Francie.
I feel dumber.
Do they make this in Spanish?
Oh, everything. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I just want to die.
Every language. We just had Bo Brady on the phone.
Can we just acknowledge the fact that I totally called that? I mean, come
on. Well, it's a soap opera. You're not
doing
anything
special. Yeah, I know, but I thought really she died.
If you missed it.
I was being mocking.
Hit the podcast. Bo Brady. His real name, Peter. Peter Reckel.
Peter. Peter Brady. That's his real name.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was a great interview.
That was fun.
He was really good. Interview. All right. Guys, we're getting healthy. We're getting in shape.
Nah.
I don't want to die when I'm 50.
My whole body hurts.
I gained a ton of weight when I got fired last year.
Yeah,
I gained a ton of weight. I never left the house. I was just watching Netflix every day, just eating, and I just haven't lost the weight. I haven't been able to get it off.
Who are you gonna call?
Poke the Bear.
Joe Hawk.
Joe Hawk.
Joe Hawk.
Love Joe Hawk.
You know Joe? Hawk. That's my nickname for him now. I just invented it.
What are you
going to
call
mine.
Mark? Mark Hawk?
No.
What
I
about
think of something.
Amy? Did Amy he... Hawk.
No, guys. It's because Joe has a mohawk and his name
oh,
is Joe.
Oh, yeah. You poked the bear.
Joe Hawk. Like a mohawk, but a
shouldn't
but it's
it,
Joe.
Since it's Bear, Bear Canyon, shouldn't it be Joe Bear?
No. Joe Hawk. Gosh, you guys.
Anyways.
Mark I thought I was bear. Clever.
We're poking the bear. And we're losing weight. We're doing great.
Dex, you've lost 20 pounds in 3 days. What are you
That's
complaining
crazy.
About?
It's just melting off my body. But no, seriously, I'm proud of us, guys. Steve, I'm proud of you.
Why?
You're doing great, man.
I ate a cup of raw oatmeal this morning.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gross. Proud of you guys.
There was no sugar or honey in it. It was disgusting.
When we're at the gym.
It's part of my meal plan. I'm like, here, I'm putting
you know
on the pounds.
You know what inspires me when I'm at the gym?
I've already had two meals today.
You know what inspires me?
What's that?
Me.
Teo.
Oh.
He inspires me. I just look over and just seeing all the things that he can do, and man, I want to be like Teo.
Like, I want to do muscle
here,
ups.
Do me a favor. Prod up my computer real quick. There's a song for this. Because you guys, you actually inspire me.
Oh my gosh!
I know. Because I look over and I see you guys.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
Very limited mobility.
What?
Weak shoulders.
Well, you know our love was meant to
and I'm
be.
Like, that's what I'm talking about right there is my boys. They're coming out here. They're putting it all out there, just throwing their lives down on the line.
And I need you here with Steve.
And that's inspiring.
Well, I'd like to inspire everyone else listening right now.
Maybe just, yeah.
His mic's completely off.
It's just, wait, he's not in the monitor at all.
Goodness sakes. There's a 31-year-old guy named Pat. He's from Arizona, and he recently went to a doctor's appointment.
So loud.
I don't know.
Turn your mic towards me.
My mic is completely off, and I'm still belting it. You can't put on Peter Cetera's Chicago.
It's still on.
And me not belt it. Oh, man.
Peter went to...
Steve! Excuse me, Steve!
I can't play the music. I can't focus. Stop it.
Sorry, here, you know what?
Can't focus.
I'll stop.
I'll change
I'll
it.
Stop.
No, change
I'll
it.
I'll change
it.
Here.
That was so
turn,
good.
Turn it up. I'll change it.
Oh, gosh. It's a great song. So Peter from Arizona went
Peter
to a doctor. He went to a doctor's appointment 3 years ago.
Lead singer of Chicago.
Pat weighed 605 pounds. His doctor basically told him his life was in serious danger.
Gosh, I'm trying so hard not to sing.
So Pat decided to make a change. Here's what Pat did.
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Pat lived about 1 mile from a Walmart, and he decided that every time he was hungry, he'd walk to Walmart, buy food, walk home, cook it, and eat it.
There you go.
Quote, you walk to Walmart 3 times a day, and you end up walking 6 miles.
And after the walk, well, he'd be more inspired to buy healthier foods like meats, lean meats, vegetables, sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Now, 3 years later,
back further,
Pat went from 605 pounds. Guess how much he weighs now?
240.
279.
No way. I was just being stupid. That's awesome.
Pat lost 326 pounds.
What is happening?
That's almost 110 pounds a year.
That's crazy.
Here is the transformation picture right here.
He lost three people.
Look at that.
This radio.
No way.
Look at that. Look at how big he was, and now he's all muscle guy.
Did you hear how he did that?
That's pretty cool, man.
Steve Cetera, did you hear how he did that?
You didn't, because you were singing. He did it by walking to Walmart three times a day. He lived 1 mile away from Walmart, and every time he got hungry, he's like, I'm going to walk to Walmart.
Yep. Gosh, sorry. That's nuts. Hang on. You know what? Let me. We got to get to the chorus.
Always on.
He lost 326 pounds.
Amazing.
110 pounds a year.
Last week, he went through the final step of his transformation and had, quote, several feet of loose skin surgically removed.
Nice. That's amazing.
Yeah. That's what's so hard about when you weighed that much.
Ooh.
Look at all the extra skin that he has. He got all that removed.
Yeesh.
Way to go, Pat. You inspire me.
Bam, bam, bam. And I know, yes, I know it's meant to be.
Wow, we nailed that.
We did. Army now.
From the night
No, that's the time. Try.
Now I know to hear with Steve.
It's with Steve. Okay.
From tonight until the end of time. Used to know. Everywhere I go.
Oh, my gosh.
Always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul. Man, we're nailing it.
Gosh. I wish the two of you dummies would have been at the karaoke party.
This is karaoke right here.
Yeah.
This is churchy-oke.
Who needs to go to the karaoke party when you got it right here every morning?
We should have a Starmie karaoke party. Did I just come up with the cool idea for real?
Well, somebody just said, dudes, can I download the show for Android?
Yeah, of course you can. Google Play.
Mm-hmm. Google Play it.
Yeah, for realsies.
All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, no!
I believe Tam is here today. She's been out, but she's back.
Uh-oh, pause. What? We got a serious email.
You have 1 minute.
Good morning, fellas. I was listening and heard that Dex is afraid of dying at 50. My mom's cousin passed away last week at the age of 50 from a massive heart attack.
Oof.
I've been listening to Dex on the air for over 8 years, and I'm sorry to say that he never sticks to his commitment.
I love
you, buddy, but it's true. I really hope you stick to this new way of eating and exercising. Still waiting to get a basketball game going, buddy. Omar,
my best friend. Let's do it, Omar.
He's worried about you.
I know. I'm worried, too. This time is going to be different. This time.
But getting back to what's really important, how about this? Steve-O on video is classic comedy. This could be a bit.
Okay, turn it off.
Tao and Dex being serious and Steve-O belting big 80s rock in the background.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too,
man. We
gotta
go to break. New Music Tuesday and Quality Tam Tuesday kicks off next.
You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Dex, Steve Oteo.
Hey.
And Tam is here!
Holla at you, boys.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Tam.
Missed you so very much.
Tam, where you been?
Missed you. Where you been?
I you guys went on the employee, what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was wondering where you were.
We had a blast.
I was gone. And of all the days I could have missed from work, that is not the one I wanted to miss.
I know. We had a great time at
Gloria. And I heard it was so much fun. But the only thing is I was going on the School of Ministry retreat. I was there to lead worship for them. For 3 days. And so not only did I get to go on the retreat, But I also got to do rock climbing. What? I mean, tower climbing.
Okay, this is boring. You missed a really fun day.
I got to do that swing where like they bring you really, really high, and then you just pull the little rope.
That's
and
cool.
Shoo, and you fly.
I just saw Tones walk by. It's like he knows you're talking.
You?
Poor guy.
His bald head.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you meet Joelle the nanny?
I did.
Yep, she worked at Lone Tree this summer. Mm.
Yeah, she was there. She was like, I call in sometimes, and sometimes I chime in and stuff.
She's great.
Yeah.
So you had a good time at Lone Tree.
I had a great time at Lone Tree. And can I say, those campers are just amazing. Not the campers, but the students and campers, I guess. They're really, really awesome. But they have a really small class this year. You know, you guys are promoting it and stuff a little bit. Would you guys promote it online? Yeah. On air?
What? You're talking about school ministry?
Yeah, school ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we had finally 11 students, after all.
That's
after
pretty
everything.
Good.
And this is crazy. There's like only four girls, and the rest of them are guys.
No kidding.
It's usually flipped.
Really?
So here's what I'm saying right now. Ladies, let these boys focus, because I know they're good looking, and I know that you're going to want to be like, oh, look, they're so godly, and everything else. But let
Twitter
them focus.
Paid it.
Let
We're
them
all
focus.
Married. I don't know what you're talking
about. No, I'm talking on air to all the... I've already had like four girls talk to me about one dude, and then like two girls talking
happens,
about another
man.
Dude. That's six women already.
A lot of people think I look a lot like Bo Brady, and it just happens.
Give me
Which
five.
You do.
You look just like
there was a guy on the trip. I have to say this. Dex, he reminded me of you.
Why?
And I felt like I felt like you were there with me at Lone Tree.
Stop really?
I felt
to him.
Yeah, I did. I felt like it was hilarious.
Why? Well, he kind of reminded me of like Chubby Jack Black.
Oh my god.
The Jungle Book
he had
bear.
He had a beard.
His name is Baloo.
And,
Baloo was for the
by
personality.
The way, I watched The Jungle Book and
his personality.
His personality.
There's nothing
lazy and overweight.
Lazy, overweight. Yeah. He had everybody do things for him.
No.
It was Bill Murray.
No.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
It was really funny.
So tell me about this guy who reminded.
Go ahead.
I just reminded.
Well, this guy, first of all, is in the Army.
Oh.
Okay,
nice.
Now we're getting somewhere.
All right.
Okay. He's got tats, like, everywhere.
Okay.
Right. And just the nicest guy, but has the
Beautiful
biggest.
Hair.
The biggest twang, like Teo.
Southern twang?
And so,
what does he look like?
They go
me?
To Kevin Miller's church.
So he
two
looks
of
like
them.
No
there's Jalen and there's Alex. So Alex is the one that I think that you resemble in just like your joking and
You're
sometimes
such a
stuff
liar.
That you say. It's really funny. So okay, do you guys remember we were at CrossFit and and Dex and okay so Steve-O and I paired Steve-O and I up in Dex I think and then Dex's wife and so we were there and we were trying to do these things where you grab the bar and you have to pick up your feet like and like kind of bring them up you know
toes bar we did that
yeah
yesterday.
We
did
okay
that yesterday.
Yeah so we're trying to do this and I'm laughing hysterically because Dex is talking about how he's so out of shape and blah 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 and, da, 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 da. And then we get to CrossFit and Dex is like running circles around me with those toe touch thingamajiggers
he's got powerful haunches
and he was killing it so
oh,
then
dude.
This guy Alex he did this thing where he's climbing up the tower and he jumped across to this like huge this huge log that was hanging
really?
And he had to jump to it
I totally
and
did.
I'm telling you when he jumped it was you
telling
all
me.
Over
I missed, Love I missed Nate Heitzig at the gym with us because the first time we went Nate and Janae went with us
oh,
and
yeah.
Nate was my partner
oh man
and so I was like all right, I can do this. We're rocking and rolling. We're lifting the same amount of weight. Yesterday, I was partnered with Dexter, and this dude can put up weight.
He's a monster.
Gosh, dude.
I don't want to.
I didn't want to have to keep taking the weight off every round, so I was like,
I guess
I'll
just
go
it.
With his. My shoulders are killing
so
me.
Sore.
We didn't really do that much weight yesterday.
It's still more than
are
I do.
Are you kidding me?
Didn't do that. I don't like you.
Yesterday's class was pretty tough over at the gym that I go to. It was really intense. But
Glad
we had the
you're
owner.
Still doing it.
The owner of the gym was my instructor yesterday because we happened
cool.
to grab his class, and so it was packed. Like there was only two bags open, and so I was like, man. I'm going to be so behind. And he walked up to me. It was hilarious. I was doing that little... He was like picking people in between the class to go do this little sleigh rider thing. I don't know what it's called. And so you pull this thing back towards you. And it's like a warm-up
the
thing.
The rowing machine?
The rowing machine. Okay, there it is. So,
sleigh rider.
It's like a sleigh
like
rider.
A sleigh ride. You know, and it's Christmas.
Like you put on a toboggan.
You have to wear
I thought you were talking about the thing that you would drag on the track. Like the weights behind
which
you.
Is,
like
hey,
a run.
Which is,
no,
that's
but that
what we
is
did
painful.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. That's painful.
Hey,
but
Saturday.
So,
awful.
So I'm doing this thing, right? Saturday. And he walks up to me. This dude is huge. He walks up to me and he looks down at me and he goes, come on, mama. pick it up.
Come on, Mamacita.
Come on, Mama.
I bet
pick
that just
up.
Fired you up and I was so like, much.
Yeah, Mama. Hey, I got to ask you a question. Nuts. Did you and Tone sign up for the 90-day challenge at Calvary?
Whoa. We did.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man, I was hoping you didn't because then there's more of a chance for me to win.
No, Tone signed up for the exercise thing.
Dang it.
Okay, so how much exercise or whatever.
Yeah, I did both.
I signed up for the inches thing, and I guess they're not doing by weight. So they're not going to get our weight because they want to be respectful of different people. We're all coworkers anyway. They want to just be wise, I think.
You know what?
I think that's a great idea.
You might as well not even log in your hours and minutes because I'm going to win this thing.
Yeah, he's like determined to win.
Well, I'm not in the logging the minutes and hours thing. I'm in the inches thing.
That's don't what even log in your inches.
That's what he's in.
Don't even do it. Don't. Because I
respect yourself.
I've already won.
Well, this is where I disagree.
Uh-oh.
Because men have more testosterone most of the time than women do.
Most of the time.
What are you saying?
So
I
basically,
have so much testosterone.
I do have a doctor's appointment this afternoon to check my testosterone. No,
so basically, my point is that most people who have more testosterone can lose weight much faster.
That's why I'm getting checked.
Damn. So that's
that
what
is
I mean.
An urban legend.
No, it is not an urban legend at all.
It's an urban.
And
legend.
So a lot of times, girls that are really girls that are really fit or into sports or whatever, just like naturally athletic or build muscle quickly, they have a higher level of testosterone. Doesn't mean they're a man. But it does mean they have a higher level of testosterone. Okay.
Are you going to do testosterone injections? Is that
pretty
what you're
sure
saying?
That's illegal.
Is that what you're saying? Are you going to do testosterone boosters?
That's totally illegal.
No, it is not. Because
Tam?
You can go down to any nutrition store and get testosterone boosters. All that
true.
Stuff. All that
she's,
stuff. Like
she's doing that fake
pumps
laugh
up your
thing
testosterone.
Where she doesn't want to answer.
This is not. Fake laugh. It's a genuine
you're
gut
a
laugh.
Liar.
I cannot believe.
Tam, we can't believe you.
Just no,
make Dex sure you're is taking this very seriously.
Nope, not taking shots.
Good. Protein shakes?
Protein shakes, yeah.
I can't afford them.
Oh. Hey, guys, I have a terrible story. Someone drove.
Can you hold on? Tease it. Just give it a tease, and we got to do this new music.
Yeah, we got new music.
Tease it. Give it a tease.
It's about someone hit me in the face.
What?
Oh, what?
I thought you said terrible
girl.
Story.
Guy,
I'm so excited.
Is he alive? Did Tone kill him?
No, we'll get through this song real quick, and we'll come back and hear this fascinating, incredible story.
It's like a soap opera.
This is Famous from Skillet. Tell us what you think about it.
New Skillet.
Skillet, I believe.
Famous.
That's true.
It's New Music Tuesday, 585 Live. Feel free to text in. Tell us what you think. Also, Star 88FM on Facebook.
Oh, man.
What are they saying?
I can't tell because my computer has changed.
Oh, here.
Well,
I got your back.
You change your
look
attitude,
look
it'd come back.
Hey, don't talk about my attitude.
I have got your back. Let's see.
You've got your back.
The people that like the skillet.
Skillet.
So far, it's 50-50.
Dex, look at this. How did
I've
this
been fans since Alien Youth. Always thought the sound awesome until now.
You sound like Rue.
Really breaking heart to bury, but I must.
All right, all right.
Aww. I liked it. The choice is distinct, but sound different instead of sounding like all songs keep.
Doesn't he sound like Rue on the Minion?
You haven't even played yet. It's a no from me. Thank you, Thebes in California.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
All right. Well,
Sammy says, no, sorry, Casey. No, thank you.
Still going.
Barry, please. Yep. Dominic says, whackness thumbs down.
Okay.
Thumbs right.
Get it together, man.
I feel like most people do not like the skillet.
Okay.
It's good stuff, though, yeah?
I can run to it.
Yeah. Before the break, before the skillet track, you left us with this cliffhanger. I felt like I was watching Days of Our Lives. I felt like I was watching Bo and Hope. And Hope just died, and Bo was sitting there praying, come
Hope
back to me,
so
I love
pretty.
You.
Hope is so
So
pretty.
What happened? So somebody hit you? What
so,
happened?
Driving down the car, and I mean not driving down the car, driving the car down the road, and I look over and I see some of my buddies from school ministry. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's up guys? Well, Andrew, also known as AJ, nice guy, gets a 7-Up. And he chucks it.
What?
At my window.
What?
Which was rolled down.
In the face.
Was your window
with
rolled down?
7-Up.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
How did?
I mean, I'm okay. It was just a soft drink, so.
What? Oh, click it.
Tell me.
What?
Wait, was that a joke? Was this all a joke?
Did you get it? I'm okay. okay. It was just a soft drink.
No, I got it, but it was stupid.
Let me tell you a joke.
Damn. All three of you.
I have a joke.
Right into that.
Wait, that was a.
Can I tell a joke, please? So there were these two crazy guys, both in the insane asylum, and then one day they decided, hey, you know what? Let's break out of here. I'm sick of this. Let's get out. So they managed to escape. Okay. They make it to the roof, and then they look out across the city, and all they see, all these roofs, and where does it lead? It just leads to freedom. So the one guy, he's not scared of heights. He runs, and he jumps across and lands on the other roof, and he turns around. And he tells his buddy, he says, come on, come on, come on. But that guy was really, really scared of heights, and he was like, I just can't do it, man. I can't do it. And he said, you've got to do it. We're out of the insane asylum. You've got to come with me. Come to freedom. And the guy's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. And he said, well, you know what? I've got a flashlight. I'll shine it across, and then you can walk across on the beam of light, and you'll make it over. And then the other guy said, are you kidding me? What, do you think I'm like a crazy person? If I start to do that, you'll just turn the flashlight off halfway over.
Boo! That was more painful and longer than mine.
Would you say it was a killing joke?
Oh no.
My gosh.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
I'm about ready to turn both your mics off.
All my nerds get that.
Yeah, yes. No, I got
I will,
it.
I will I tell you something that I started that I don't, that I'm not, not good at. Not good at it, okay? And I refuse to do it.
Gator ball?
I have a bone to pick with Janae Heitzig right now. On air.
Good luck with
she
that.
She listens.
Hope you enjoyed
well,
your
actually,
job.
You know what? She might not
she
be.
She doesn't
because,
listen anymore because of the Ryan
Lochte. Yeah,
Lochte
she thought we were really having Ryan on. And,
we really did have Ryan on.
We did.
Yeah, well, we guys, have him on hold right now. We're going to get to him.
That's
in a, second.
A lie.
He's always on hold.
Guys, I told Janae, my sweet friend, she's like, come run. We got you. And I was like, you know, I'm not a runner, sweet girl. I just can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and
stuff.
Janae is.
And she's a runner. She's killing it.
30
too.
Miles a day.
She lays it down. So, I told her, listen, I don't think I want to go, you know? And she's like, well, no, you have to come because it'll be so great. You can walk. There's jogger and walkers, too. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I need to go. Like, I'm just, I need to support my girl. And like, you know, I'm going to go. So I show up. I turn into the wrong entrance.
Uh-oh.
I'm freaking out. I've got 4 minutes. I'm looking around. I'm like driving around. And then I leave and I go to the second entrance. Wrong entrance. Did you guys know there's three entrances to the Rio Grande Open Space Valley area thingamajigger? There's a North Rio Grande entrance. There's a fifth Rio Grande entrance. And then there's Rio Grande entrance.
Beautiful.
Okay. Apparently I missed all of them. Wrong. And then I finally made it. I was 5 minutes late. The girls already started running.
Oh,
good.
Gone.
What am I supposed to do? Run? Are you kidding me?
You should have run to catch up with
I'm
her.
Not even a runner. So what I decide is, hey, that's a great idea, Teo. I think I'll just do a light jog.
No.
Not going to kill myself. I'll catch up with them, and then I'll walk.
Okay. You'll catch up with them?
I began to run.
Ran.
I began to run.
Go ahead.
And I...
I began to ran and went to it there it
I began to ran. That's a good one.
And I try. It sounds so funny every time you say it. It's like
I began to ran jumping yesterday.
It was funny. Okay. It so I start running and I'm like, Janae! I'm screaming. And I call him. I'm like, hey, dude, I think I'm close behind you. I got to be close. I'm only 5 minutes behind, right? Like, how fast are you guys running anyway? And she's like, we're just kind of jogging right now. We sort of slowed down to see if you catch up with us. I was like, I don't see you guys. Turns out, ran on the wrong path.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Well,
gosh.
So I pretty much, I ran. Can I tell you guys this? I was so sore for 2 days straight. I couldn't hardly move. I couldn't even breathe properly. I ran for 40 minutes.
Wow.
Because
so
I didn't
want
to get lost in like in the bosque and in the trees.
800 yards.
So far away.
So I got nervous and I ran for 40 minutes.
Wow.
That's
a lot of people,
hard.
When they get nervous, they'll just sit somewhere and... curl up into the fetal, but you ran for 40 minutes.
Running,
weird.
I had to find him. I was trying to find. So I was so sore. So I finally, I did it again last week, and I ran half the way.
Good
which is,
job.
Okay, so I'm just working on it.
That's great.
If I had more testosterone, I'd be thinner by the time
running.
I walked into this room.
Well, hey man, just hit that rowing machine. That's
guys,
all you need.
My
it's
buddy
rough.
Blake, he's a trainer,
up,
and
mama.
He backs that up. That info about the testosterone thing.
Thank
he said
you,
she's
Blake.
Actually right.
It's a lot harder for women to lose weight than it is for men.
And it's because we bear children.
Sure.
I mean, me personally, I haven't bore any children.
No, it's Bear Canyon.
But I have. You know, I mean, I'm
I get
working
it.
On it.
I understand. Then you get
so,
up there in age. And
how
that
that's gonna help. Stink though? I'm gonna lose all these inches, and then I'm probably gonna get pregnant with twins.
Well.
And then I'm gonna be like, man, I'm back. But my doctor did tell me one time, you know, my non-married name, my maiden name. Mm.
Your
is,
previous marriage?
Is Salmon.
It's spit everywhere.
It's Salmon. And so my doctor, she's really funny. She's from Korea. She has a bit of an accent. And she tells me and she says, Miss Salmon. And I said, yes. And she said, you need to be this big when you're pregnant. Mm.
Oh.
And I said, I'm gonna fire you. That's what I wanted to do.
They just are very honest.
And I was like, listen here. So I told her a couple things. She laughed at me and she said, I only tell you because I love you. And then she retired like last week.
Here's a good way to look at this, Tam. This is how you look at it.
Yeah.
Don't you want to be healthy for your children?
I do. I want to pick those little kiddos up, throw them in the air.
To have a good, healthy pregnancy? You should be in good shape.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to stop working out, though, when I do get pregnant.
No, Leslie.
I just keep on pushing?
Dude, when Leslie was pregnant with our second child, we were hiking. She was 8 months pregnant, and we were hiking. She was running up the Sandia Mountain. 8 months pregnant.
Because you get all these horror stories about, like, don't shake the baby in the womb.
No, come on. It's fine in there.
Oh,
it is.
It's like a gyroscopic thing.
You can run and work out with the baby in the womb. It's totally fine.
It's kind of like being in a jet pool.
My wife's a good friend of my wife. She's a huge snowboarder, and
she lived
up in.
That's different.
You would think.
Because if you fall on your belly, that's not good. But you could run and you can work out, but you just got to be very careful. You got to be careful. If you're very clumsy, I probably wouldn't recommend working out.
Well, and when you're pregnant, like, everything's firing differently, so you become a little clumsier.
What do you mean you fire differently?
Like your synapses.
Fire comes out?
Your synapses fire differently in your brain hole.
Oh, really?
You cry a lot.
At the hospital, they said you need to get out of here.
Your husbands hate you.
The fire's about to happen, and so I got out of there.
Really?
Yep.
Do you think I'll be like that when I get pregnant?
You're already like that.
Yeah, you're already.
So it'll tame me down?
Or maybe you'll be normal. It'll level you out. We'll be like, man, she needs to stay pregnant forever.
I'm going to say Tam being leveled out, I'm going to say about 12% chance of that ever happening.
That's true. That's about the same amount of chance you have of surviving out of this room.
Man,
is that a threat to me?
That's a good joke.
Is that a threat?
Amazing. Amazing.
It's terrifying.
So I ran.
You ran so far away.
Just getting healthy. Proud of you, Tam. That's
great. Trying to, man.
It's quality Tam Tuesday.
Oh, wait. We got a video here of Tam practicing over for Devos.
No, you
on
don't.
On Facebook.
What?
She's pointing to this. Oh, she's being so demanding with her monitor.
Are you kidding me right now? Who recorded that?
My spies.
So, what else? Anything else happening in Tam's life? Anything else? Any other stories to share?
We haven't
seen each other in a couple weeks.
I mean, it's been a long time. And I just, I feel distant a little bit from you guys. I do want to talk about friendship and what friendship really means.
Well, you can't miss somebody unless they go away a lot. So you should probably leave.
Here's the thing is, Teo and I have decided, and it's in writing because we have it in a text message, that
please don't tell people
we
I text you.
Are only
please
we are only radio friends.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to make this clear that we're never really gonna be friends.
Yeah,
I feel like the audience probably knew that.
Yeah.
So we're just, and I just, people are like, oh, gosh, you both hang out and this. And I'm like, no, I don't get invites anywhere. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Tones would appreciate
hangouts. Yeah. No, I mean,
no, Tones,
you could
Tones
always
hang out with us today. 11:30, we'll be there.
Me and Tones hang out. We're best friends.
11:30 really? At the gym today. You want to go to the gym with us today?
11:30? I have a vocal appointment.
Yeah. Oh, what do you know? She's busy.
I got to check my vocal cords at 12.
Hey, you know what? They're still there. It's fine. Come to the gym.
You guys coming to church tomorrow night?
What's tomorrow night?
The 24th.
24th.
Sorry, did it.
We'll be asleep.
Are you singing?
Bite your tongue.
Are you singing?
Catch your tongue.
Tomorrow night?
I knew it.
Are you singing?
He's trying to let me walk into it. Oh, then I won't be there.
Thank you for saying it for me. I didn't even have to say it. I didn't
your,
have to
your best friend, your boyfriend's all there, right. Stephen Christian.
You're all right.
Don't bring him up right now.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, just wanted to just throw it out there, let everyone know we're just radio friends.
Just radio
they don't actually care about me off the air.
Hey, that's good.
And they do hurt my feelings.
Well, that's because
whenever they want.
Coming up, I got good news for people like Tam who don't have friends.
Perfect.
Awesome. A 77-year-old woman was mugged.
Oh.
How she handled the situation is incredible.
Nice.
All right.
It's beautiful.
And maybe we'll hear from Ryan Lochte again. He's still on hold.
What?
He's still there.
Just wants to get the word out. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump has been directing a lot of his energy at the Clinton Foundation, the family's nonprofit, which he says should be shut down, drawing this response from the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine.
Before you go about attacking a charity, why don't you come clean about your own business dealings and tell the American people who you are in debt to?
The week-long hangover for Ryan Lochte continues. The Olympian found out he's losing his Speedo sponsorship, and Ralph Lauren said it's not renewing its deal with the swimmer because of that drunken night in Rio.
Months after the Obama administration advised school districts that transgender students should be given access to bathrooms that correspond to their gender identity, a federal judge in Texas has blocked the guidance from going into effect.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has just restored voting rights for 13,000 felons.
We are using criteria that are objective, fair, and uniform to review eligibility. And one measure that we will all work together on since the start of this administration is a requirement that individuals complete their full sentences.
An earlier effort to restore the rights of 200,000 Virginia felons was blocked by the courts.
We need a little bit of saxophone. We can get that. There we go.
There's no saxophone.
Plug that thing in right there.
Plug it in.
There it is.
Boom. That sounds really good.
935.
Is that my dad?
Howdy do, baby. 3 degrees.
How are the roads out there?
Roads are looking good. Traffic. Everything flowing along smoothly. Let's look at traffic.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
Shout out to Gallup.
Yeah.
They love Quality Tam Tuesday. Her laugh is so contagious.
That is so sweet because some people accuse me, wrongfully accuse me of having a fake laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
I recorded your laugh. I recorded your laugh because it's so good.
Steve-O.
Oh, here we go.
That's not my laugh.
That sounds just like you.
Pretty good.
What did you say? Not even true.
Well, we got a lot to do before we get out of here, Tam.
Okay.
A lot to do.
Okay.
But we do have a friend that's been on hold for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lochte, is he back?
Lochte has been on hold for about an hour and a half right now, waiting to talk to the kids. He wants to inspire the kids. You know, kids are back in school, right?
Back in school.
They are. Ryan, are you still there?
Hey. This is Ryan Lochte.
Hey, yes.
Calling in to give your listeners some advice if they're going back to school. Freshmen, look out for senior pranksters. I remember when I was a freshman, I got jumped by four seniors dressed as ninjas. I took them on with my nunchucks.
Wow, what?
Later, when I was questioned by the principal, he said, "Hand over the nunchucks." I said, "I don't have any on me." He couldn't find them because I had them disguised as a bolo tie.
Oh,
that's a lesson to take with you back to school. Always have your nunchucks ready and a good story.
Right.
Have an awesome that. Back to school.
Hey, Ryan.
High school is such a serious thing.
He just hung up.
These problems matter.
Just doing his part.
It's weird that he would stay on hold for so long and then just hang up real fast.
Well,
yeah,
he said he said he really wanted to talk to Albuquerque.
It's rude.
Just a sweetheart, that one.
What did you what events did you watch in the Olympics this year, Tam?
I was liking the swimming one.
Love the swimming.
Love the
Michael
pole
Phelps.
Vaulting.
Did you see the guy that was pole vaulting and his stick broke?
Oh, I saw that. That was rough.
Yeah,
that was real bad. Dude, it went through him. Like it snapped and then he fell and then it just went
No, it did.
Is he okay? The ironic part was his name was Bob. So he immediately became a
shish kebab.
Oh.
I like shish kebab better.
They call him Ka-Robert.
Ka-Bobbert
is what his mom calls him.
I bet his mom doesn't call
shish
him that.
Shish Ka-Bobbert.
Did you see the guy that was pole vaulting? No joke. He was running. You know how they run really fast with a pole?
And right before he gets to the jam the pole into the ground,
yeah,
the national anthem starts to play.
Oh, that was so.
And it's like he put the brakes on.
Did you see this?
Put the pole down and stand it at attention.
Just stopped what he was doing because the national.
And then he was looking for. He couldn't find the flag. And so he was like kind of in panic mode trying to find the flag because he wanted to.
Is he American?
He was
or
an
was he what, like,
Army he was first lieutenant or something like
that?
He was
that's a rule.
Dude, it's incredible. Like if you want to see patriotism at its finest, that video is amazing.
Did he need a retry?
Yeah. He had enough time within it that he had already like rocked it and but was still
how
going.
How did he do?
Well, people were freaking out on, you know, the social networks because they were saying he doesn't even have his hand over his heart, but if you're in the military when you stand at attention,
that's right, you stand straight.
Yeah, you stand straight, but people don't realize that. So he was getting a little bit of flack, but
man, no other than that,
it was really amazing. And gosh, that's the way it should be.
How did he actually perform?
I don't know.
No one cared.
I don't know.
No one even knows.
Everybody's like, that was funny. Click.
Man, the guy could have gotten last place. And that was
first
amazing.
In our hearts.
Good for him.
Yeah, mid-run. I'll get the story right here. I got it. Boom! Thanks, guys. He stopped mid-run. And he was in the middle of an attempt. He heard the familiar notes of our national anthem playing at the stadium. He's a U.S. Army Reserve second lieutenant, 23 years old, stopped mid-attempt, looked for the American flag, and then stood at attention until the anthem was over. Incredible!
Yeah. So
he went on to take home the bronze medal.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Why did they start playing it, is my question.
Well, because
there's a lot of events going on.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and so
right.
Obviously somebody won like a gold medal over there or something, and so they were... You know, they play the anthem for the first place. So somewhere else in the stadium, they were playing the national anthem.
Man.
Right. That is so inspiring.
Yeah, that is.
America won so many medals. I mean, the national anthem was just playing over and over.
He was one of 18 U.S. athletes in Rio who also serve in the military.
I love Brazil.
Incredible. Dude, unbelievable.
Eu falo pouco de português.
Okay.
Do I speak Portuguese?
That means I speak a little bit of Portuguese.
No, you don't speak any Portuguese.
I mean, I just did, so it's fine. Don't even worry about it. It's fine. Not a big deal.
Pequeno.
My dad's fluent in Spanish, Portuguese, and English.
No, oh, we should stop making stuff up.
It's a true story.
It's awful.
It's a real deal. But those are the ones I watched. And then I loved that cute little girl that was just killing everything, and her mom cried every single time.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
the ones where the parents always kissed each other.
Things, like, yeah, I would cry all the time too.
And the parents were kissing every single time. It was adorbs.
Mm, just adorbs.
Totes
it was
adorbs-y
adorbs.
All right, Steve-O.
Yeah,
whiskey tango time.
Give it to us.
Gosh, sorry, I'm just still like. Second Lieutenant Sam Kendricks, you're my man. You guys ever been a 77-year-old woman?
Yes, every day.
Yeah.
Once in my life.
Okay. You know, it's hard being a 77-year-old woman. Especially when your kids are all grown up and you're basically on your own and your family has abandoned you. And
goodness
sakes. Terrible.
You gotta go to the ATM on your own to get your own money because the kids don't value you anymore.
Wow.
The only value in your life is the 20s that you're pulling from your ATM.
Got a lot to look for.
That's all you got. In typical respectful manner, when seeing a 77-year-old woman at the ATM, you know, if they're in front of you, you want to help them out, you know?
You
want to do the right thing. Like, if you see an elderly person kind of struggling or dealing with something,
gotta help
my
them.
Immediate thought is, rob her! Am I right?
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Not my first thought.
Well, three morons in England thought that recently when they tried to rob a 77-year-old woman while she was using an ATM. However, it didn't go quite the way they planned. You know how there's the little video camera above an ATM? Yeah, it captured this.
Oh, yes.
Two 18-year-olds, one 19-year-old, they waited for her to put in her PIN number. Then one of them shoved her out of the way and tried to withdraw $250. But here's where things went awry. Apparently, she goes to Bear Canyon because she grabbed the dude by his collar and began to bash his brains against the ATM machine.
A 77-year-old?
77-year-old woman!
You gotta be kidding.
Wow.
Apparently, the other two just watched it happen, and all three of them then ran off when she finally released him after bashing his skull three times into the ATM.
Good.
However, thanks to the lovely little camera and the close-up shot that she got of the dude's face as it was being rammed into the ATM, The cops were able to track them all down.
Beautiful. Wow.
Here's the crazy thing.
That's her?
Yeah.
That's her.
Oh, here's the crazy goodness. Thing. Ladies, all right? Especially the elderly. If you're planning on going to the ATM, listen to this. They asked these 18-year-olds why they chose that specific bank, and they said they knew it was an area where they could find, quote, easy targets.
Mm.
One of the 18-year-olds was just sentenced to 8 months in jail for it. The other got 18 months. And the 19-year-old already had a criminal record, so he got 2 years in prison.
Whoa.
So, yeah, all three of
Which
them were busted.
Which guy's the guy that got 2 years? What, he's the guy with the head injury?
The 19-year-old, I don't know. I would hate to be the kid that went into prison with a head injury because a 77-year-old just
you
whooped
out.
You.
Yeah.
Just whooped you.
Yeah, she does. She
got
looks,
you good.
She
Man,
looks strong.
I've got a lot
she
to look
She's
forward
sitting there
to
like, what?
At 77.
Yeah.
Look at those hands.
She's got liver
no
spots.
No way. She literally.
Just like, look at these, kid. Oh, yeah?
Man.
Good
I got glaucoma.
Her.
You think I'm worried about an 18-year-old? I'm wearing a diaper.
I got
a
kids life like alert. You for breakfast.
My life
That's
alert
pretty
would have
amazing.
Alerted all of my family members if I fell down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All three of them got jail times. But it is a cautionary tale because, obviously, they scouted the bank. They were looking for easy old targets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Be careful out there, guys. Yeah. ATM.
Wow.
Why are you cheering for this?
This is why I like
she
to do these.
Did.
This is where it pays off. My dad brought us up like being aware Portuguese. Of your surrounding.
Right.
We did almost move to Brazil, but that's beside
so
the point.
Wow.
So he would always say, like, when you're getting in your car, look around. When you're doing this, you know, you got to be wise. How are you going to get out of this situation? He'd always do that when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I found that has helped me a great deal. Now that I didn't have a clue I was going into working in jails and prisons. I didn't have a clue that I'd be doing all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I also think it's just good to know because you feel more confident when you're walking around.
Sure.
And, you know, obviously, like, contrary to popular belief of Steve-O saying I have no friends, my friends that I do have, my close ones that I adore and love dearly,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They feel, a couple of them, and they say, like, I feel a little safer.
Yeah.
And they make little jokes, like, they'll say, like, oh, no, you can this, you can that. And I tell them, like, don't give me too much credit
sure.
because, I mean, if some dude comes, like, there's so many things that I still need to learn.
Yeah.
But you do, it's interesting how even other people feel safer
yeah.
when they know that you've been, you know, in training for whatever else.
Every time I go to the grocery store, I'm always on the lookout for, you know, older people.
Ginger snaps.
Because that they target criminals target the older.
They do.
Older people. My mother-in-law, she got attacked about 3 years ago. At the parking lot at the grocery store.
Dude.
She was walking out. She had her purse, and somebody ran up, grabbed her purse. Well, she kept holding on to it, and they started dragging her across the cement. She finally let go, and nobody would help her. She ran back into the store, told them, they called the cops and everything, but nobody would help her out there.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
People
yeah.
are afraid.
They are afraid.
But, you know, like, for people out there who are listening, and who knows, there may be criminals listening right now, but for those of you who are not aware, when you are a little more assertive, just even in the way that you walk, in the way that you assert yourself when you're speaking, and also, you know, when you're looking around, you're becoming more assertive on the way to your car and on the way inside. It's important to do that because people don't want to mess with people who aren't prey, who aren't vulnerable prey that they can just pounce on, you know?
Just yet. Yesterday, I was at the parking lot, and there was this old man, and he got attacked by two dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
I ran over, and I killed the dogs.
No, you did not.
Saved the guy's life.
That's
Dang
terrible.
It. Stop it.
New Music Tuesday.
Somebody on the live line was like, wait a second. Is Star 88 promoting violence? No, we're not promoting violence.
Hey,
have you
the guy's
listened
life?
To the last
we're
5 minutes?
We're literally saying, prepare yourself. The world is
gosh.
A crazy place.
We're promoting self-defense.
Yes.
Against
Huge
violence.
Difference.
Yeah.
Huge, huge difference.
Wow. Saved the guy's life.
That's why I always carry 3 guns.
I made that
no,
whole story
that's,
up.
No, that's too much. That's
Just
a little.
Kidding.
That is promoting violence.
I'm trying to Ryan Lochte the situation. All right, New Music Tuesday, here we go.
Yeah, latest track from Reliant K, it's called God. Tell us what you think about it, facebook.com/star88fm.
I wonder what it's about.
I believe in night. It's pay for me to tell.
New Music Tuesday with Reliant K.
Sounds like Train.
God.
Oh,
okay.
585 Live.
Doesn't it sound like Train?
Star88FM, Facebook.
Hi to Dave.
What are they saying?
Oh my gosh. They said
they like that song. They like that song a
it's
whole
a great song.
Lot. They do.
Did they say it sound like Train?
No, they
no
said,
one said that.
Sent defense can become slippery slope for the use of violence, skies, and righteous rhetoric.
Have you been drinking?
We've got a theologian.
I haven't, but who knows?
Sprite.
Yeah, but as far as the song is concerned, people are digging that song.
Yes. Good. That's good.
I dig it.
It's a good one. It's a good one, guys.
I guess it's one of those things where when you're a fan, like, of Reliant K, mm-hmm. you understand the type of sound that you're going to get, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful sound. Mm-hmm. Like, if you've listened to this morning show for more than 7 seconds,
right?
You know it's comedic in nature, and
you love it.
Joyous and fun, and we're all about murder. What?
I like turtles.
Gosh. I like turtles, too.
I have a side note question to ask you.
Yeah.
Did any three of you or all three of you get a tattoo at Amore's thing?
No, I couldn't make it that day.
Would you have gotten one?
If I could have been there, possibly.
I'm against Steve-O, tattoos.
Steve-O, you got one? Is that what I'm getting? Okay, so Steve-O got one, and then Dex, did you?
Did you get one?
I don't.
Were you one of the 30-something people that got one?
I didn't do it.
Oh. You didn't do it? Okay.
Why not?
For those that don't know what she's talking about,
one on my skin.
There was an amazing event with, so many different tattoo artists, from Addictive Ink, Disciple Tattoo, Miami Tattoo Company, Amore Sierra. She came out here from Miami Tattoo Company, mm-hmm. along with Nick. And they got together for a great cause, Project Zoe, and they did a fundraiser where minimum donation of $100, you could get this End Slavery X, if you will.
So don't you think that that actual tattoo costs about $100?
Yeah,
probably.
So it wasn't necessarily you were getting a deal, but it was the point of the...
It was the point, yeah.
Yeah, just I mean,
you're permanently marking your body to help, spread the word that this happens. I mean, this happens in Albuquerque.
You know, Peter Castro got one.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
You
he
see that
us.
Bad boy?
It looks great.
Where did that come from?
I just saw this.
Oh, okay.
I saw his hat, and I put two and two together, and I was like, I just got to ask, because I'm going to forget.
No, man. I don't get tattoos anymore.
But your whole left sleeve is a
sleeve.
Don't
believe them anymore.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
How come? They hurt?
Nope.
He is being a liar face.
Just don't believe
him. He's just broke.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
Okay. No, she's not.
She's a nice lady.
She is.
Not a lady. All right, Tam, it's been great having you here. Just great.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
We're done with the show. Sorry you missed Bo on the show. Bo Brady was on the show, everybody.
Man, I used to totally sneak watch that when I was a kid.
Really?
Sneak watch it?
I didn't have to. My mom let me watch it.
No, my mom, she wouldn't let me.
That's good.
And then weird. Whenever she would go to work, my brother and I would just go ahead and bring it up.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, Mom's coming home. I can hear the car. Then I'd she'd turn it off and change it. We'd pretend we're napping. It was great.
It was great.
Go back to Nintendo.
We
original.
Also, on the show, had... did you ever watch Little House on the Prairie?
Yes.
You did? Guess who we interviewed this morning?
Tell me.
She was...
Lorelai?
We interviewed the good teacher, Miss Beadle, right?
Yep. Her name is Charlotte Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my word.
She was awesome.
She was great.
She was an incredible interview because she came up in the 50s, 60s, 70s. She was the first ever Alice live at Disneyland, so we got to talk about that. She dated Jim Morrison, Bill Murray. She had some interesting relationships.
She smoked heaters with Walt Disney.
She really did. She got into cocaine, unfortunately, and crack, and all these different addictions. So we were able to talk to her here now in her 74th year of life about...
She's 74?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. About this new book and coming out the other end of it, because everybody's got a story, and the redemptive story that she has is incredible.
Usually they don't have the redemption side.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So.
Brian Lochte was on the show this morning. Gosh, big show
today.
Big show. We have another big one planned for you tomorrow. Science has created something edible.
Science!
Can't wait to share it with you guys.
A couple great interviews with Smith. And Wes in him, all right, yo?
Don't advocate that. Sorry.
I don't advocate that violence on this show.
I don't advocate violence in general.
Or on this
show. I'm a pacifist.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to pass my fist across your face.
Oh, oh man, something.
We need to poke the bear.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
See ya.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.